It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me and the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. Tarps
up. The guy holding the thing's wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Well, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
That's my recovery period.
A big shit, I'm fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils?
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You yeah. have had meatballs just running down your throat like a fucking, just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly. AristocratsRadio.com is the website. We are streaming live on a Saturday night.
Woo!
Saturday Night Live? Well, Saturday evening.
Oh, okay.
CWERadio.com is where we stream in case you're downloading the show and you want to watch it live and chat with us. I am Derek. With me, as always, is Mr. Matthew.
It's Saturday night!
Oh, shit.
Mr. Steve.
Like a mutant.
Sean decided to come.
I made it.
And we got Big Kev in the corner.
Streets is hard. Streets is hard.
And our good friend Bree is in studio.
Hello.
Hi. Full house, huh?
Yeah, I'd say quite.
Yeah, not bad for a Saturday. Tomorrow is a Hop Hop Easter Day, so.
Hot Pocket?
Hot Pocket.
Ooh.
Hot Pocket.
Wow.
Wow.
I'll never do that again.
Hot Pocket.
Jesus.
The chat room is kicking.
Oh, yeah, look at that. How many?
Well, there's me,
yeah.
Steve, me again,
okay,
and then two other people.
Oh.
Ah. Opie's V and the wonderful Courtesy Flush people. Where's Clutch? Yeah. He's usually here.
What happened?
I'm upset. I don't think he likes us anymore.
No. This Probably is his not. Way of saying, you're fired.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We tried.
We did. I think he's mad at me because I never do the promos.
That's probably what
yeah,
it is.
We'll do that. It's been forever.
I know.
Hey, Derek,
it's hard.
God, Derek, me, Kevin, Steve, and Matt can't pull the show together all by ourselves.
Well, you're going to have to.
Derek, you better start chipping in something.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I'll just take my computer and be on my way.
Yeah, right, wait, we'll Derek.
No, you need to leave that behind.
Oh,
you
okay.
don't seem to get it.
Yeah, no, yeah. I said you, not everything that you own.
You can take the piece of equipment that broke 5 minutes ago.
Though. Yeah, great. One more thing we got to get.
Sounded pretty cool.
That did sound pretty cool.
Thank you.
So did anything happen? We were off last week.
Nothing.
Where? Nothing happened.
No.
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway. The Rabblecast guy said that John Cena was wearing a Aristocrat shirt.
He was.
Stop.
Really?
Yeah.
He was wearing a green shirt. I noticed that.
It looked just like
I
already.
He said Hustle and Loyalty Offend.
That's no, it said aristocratsradio.com.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Yeah, that's what it said. Did anything happen at WrestleMania? What, did Taker win?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, still undefeated?
Yeah.
Undertaker won. Never not The Rock won.
So pretty much predictable Mania.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything. The only thing I didn't see coming was the
Luna squash. On your back.
The world
Ring of Honor run around? Kev, you would know. Didn't Ring of Honor run like somewhere around there?
Yeah, every year WrestleMania time they run Friday, Saturday before.
Yeah, really. So why would they, you know, it's just one of their old top guys. Why would they, you know, put him over at WrestleMania?
Because why would they give a shit about an independent promotion?
It's threatening. Yeah, right.
Is Target worried about the Jersey Pride up the street?
Is Shane Douglas worried about his job at Target?
He doesn't work at Target,
you faggot.
Yeah, works at Walmart.
He works at Target.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Shane Douglas.
Was he like an assistant manager or something like that?
Dean Douglas.
The franchise.
Franchise.
Yeah. I mean, the franchise works at the franchise.
He should have just got a job as a dean because he's pretty good at that.
Really? Yeah. You can't just get a job as a dean.
Yeah, why not?
It doesn't just happen.
Just slaps his promo pictures
on fake
down.
TV.
Wow.
It's just, where is he working?
Fake team.
Where is this Target?
In Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, true story.
He doesn't wrestle anymore?
Pittsburgh. I'm sure he still does like conventions and stuff. But
that's got to be like the worst, to be that washed up where you need a job, but you're still like relevant. Like, there's still people that think he's amazing.
I'm sure he still runs shows. He's putting on a ECW reunion show in Philadelphia at the end of the month.
He's hoping that there's going to be an ECW. Otherwise, he's got nothing.
Well, the press is already all out there, and he actually was on Raw recently. And
he was on Raw?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that.
With a mask and a T-shirt on, sitting in like the third row. And then he pulls the mask off, pulls the T-shirt off, and starts trying to get the crowd to chant ECW. And then he got thrown out.
Oh, it was... like an unsolicited thing.
It was a stunt to try to get press for his event.
So he's trying to bring back the old ECW.
ECW.
Kind of trying to do a little grassroots revival.
I guess.
You lost me in the
metaphors.
It's
not going to happen, though. I mean,
you don't think so? No, he just wanted to be a jerk. He was wearing a mask, and he threw out ECW shirts, and... he just wanted to get attention. That's
where
did
he get those shirts from?
Then he gets thrown out, and then all of a sudden he's like, great, about $50.
Well, yeah. The Twitter
he probably bought them from the vendor. Then. Sorry.
The Twitter account for the show that they're trying to put together, the reunion show, was saying that there's going to be something really big. Watch Raw. This huge ECW is coming back. We want the whole crowd in Philly to cheer ECW. And then the huge thing that he was talking about was him... In the third row, taking a mask off, and the crowd not having a clue who he was.
Yeah. Who the fuck?
Did he at least have
that?
Like a franchise shirt on underneath?
No,
like, he was just wearing like a Budweiser T-shirt. Stupid.
He still had his Target polo on.
His red shirt.
He went there.
I just got off work, man.
He went to the arena on break and then had to go back.
I got to go to loading dock. Sorry.
He's not one of those people that you would walk down the street like if you haven't seen him in years, you wouldn't really recognize him.
Well, I would.
That's
that jawline. I can recognize that jawline anywhere.
Thanks.
Not you. Oh, you too.
He was actually one of my favorites growing up, to be honest.
Yeah, I remember that.
He kind of looks more and more like Chris Farley every year.
Yeah. Yeah, his face is getting wider and wider.
He's going to start doing Tommy Boy movies.
Didn't he have a manager with a huge rack?
What? What happened?
Who?
Francine?
That's it.
Yeah.
I always thought she was ugly.
I seen her nipple at a show once.
What was it doing? Well, was it next to you in the
No,
third
I went
row?
To I went
was
to
was a baby sucking on it, you fucking weirdo.
Oh shit. Hey. He just burnt me. No, I was at a show. They were doing their pay-per-view Living Dangerously in Asbury Park, and me and my friend Steve Number One. I don't know if you guys remember him.
Who's that?
Nope.
Don't know.
We went to the show.
I always wonder why we called you Steve Number Two. Is that why?
No, because he likes to drop.
Because there's a Steve Number One?
There was a Steve.
Well, he's 1 inch, I'm 2 inches.
Oh, I've
Oh, well.
Actually, I don't even know if it was Living Dangerously, but we went together to Asbury Park for an ECW show, and, Franchise came out with Francine, and they did their gimmick, and then Bam Bam showed up.
Uh-oh.
And he was literally...
Terry Gordy?
Not that one.
No. The other dead one.
The other Bam Bam.
The other dead Bam Bam.
I literally could have, thumbed his asshole. That's how close he was next to me.
Wow.
But I didn't even notice he was there with the cameras and Franchise in his face, arguing with him. because Francine's nipple was hanging out in the ring, and she didn't know it. And she was like working the crowd, and I was just staring at her nipple. And on television, you see me look to Steve and go, "You can see your nipple."
And then, I thought you said, "Did you see her nipple?" Like you were like blown away. Did you see her nipple?
No, I said, "You can see your nipple." And he was looking at Bam Bam. And he's like, "Bam Bam's right here." I was like, "Oh, shit." Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at nipple.
Look at Bam Bam's nipples. Bam Bam's nipples are huge.
Francine's probably my all time favorite.
Yeah. Really?
Mine too.
She's my all time favorite.
It always looked like she just got like mule kicked in the face.
Yes, yes.
And that's what
she does have like a horsey mule face. Like, and there's like. I like.
You like the long faces.
I like long faces. Yeah.
You like the Alanis Morissette kind of long, horsey, toothy faces.
Yeah, yeah, big teeth.
And that
not
sounds
too big.
Bad, but not I mean that in the best way possible.
Yeah,
I think Francine was good because she looked like a normal chick.
She looked like a dirty slut. That's what she looked like.
Whoa.
Speaking of her taking pile drivers.
Oh my goodness.
No, it's not going there. There actually was a video of her out where she took a pile driver from Tommy Dreamer and while she was upside down, her tits fell out.
Yes.
That's on YouTube, actually.
And she like grabbed him, right?
And he like stopped her from like covering them.
Yeah.
Show them titties.
There's also a video of, I believe, Tommy Dreamer giving her the bowling ball action.
Yeah, and
yes. The crunch.
When Steve and I wrestled him, he said he did it several times on several shows with several of the women that went through ECW.
Yeah.
He said every time his goal was to get his fingers into the vagina.
Yeah.
He never faked it. It was never bogus. He was bowling balling them every time.
Really? Is that why when I wrestled him, he like stuck his thumb in my ass?
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, son of
yeah, the rectal
bitch.
Exam. You and the midget.
Did you like it?
By the way, Kev, I love your beer cozy.
It's not a koozie. It's a shoesie.
Oh, he's got his beer in his shoes.
He's
drinking out of his shoe like a hobo.
Shit, I think we should have Bree show the webcam.
Yeah, speaking of managers with huge racks, Bree's here.
Is she managing us here?
You're gonna
think she managed to be here today at least. That was good.
Managed to Bree here.
Oh, okay. Thank God somebody made the huge rack joke.
Ha ha.
It's Bree like the cheese.
So it's Brie. Bree actually has been to a show. She did a surprise show up at one of the shows.
Yeah.
That's right.
She stayed the whole show, Derek. She stayed the whole show.
I didn't run out.
Ass.
She was actually upset with me because I broke character to say hi to her.
He really did.
Wow.
He really did.
But I told her that is my character. I'm a dick to dudes, and I like, hey, what's up, baby? You know?
What's
up,
baby?
Stupid
but
character.
But you didn't go, what's up, baby? You were like,
no, that's not true.
Hey, thanks for coming.
That's
he's like
true.
A second grader who sees his mom outside the classroom door. Mom!
Hey, it's me.
Hi.
I know you.
You're like your uncle works at the school and you see him walking by. You're like, that's my uncle.
Oh,
those
man.
People are always annoying.
Well, I got to see video of that because I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
A little closer to your mouth there, doll.
Dollface.
I usually rest it right on the soul patch. Just rest it right on the soul. Oil. Your soul patch area, if you had
just
one.
Don't let it touch your mole because I don't want to get I don't want to catch
you. Have a bigger fucking mole than I do.
Yeah, but yours is darker.
That's not all I have is bigger than you.
Mine's not a mole, it's a beauty mark. Yeah, well, Steve's is a fucking mole.
Mine, so what?
Mole. I like how Matt just gave up his reins so that he could eat.
He's so
I want to talk. Here's my headphones. Here's my mic.
Oh, Matt, you're gonna have to share a mic with her. Oh, awesome. You're gonna do most of the talking so I can eat.
You literally said that.
I actually had Wendy's today, too.
You guys are fucking pigs.
Oh, yeah, what'd you have?
Yeah.
I had 2 junior bacon cheeseburgers.
Oh, nice, no way. Nice. Best when you go to Wendy's, you get the chicken sandwiches, the dollar value meal ones, and you get ranch dressing side. Dip that some bitch in there.
Not a fan of ranch. Go. Never was.
Mm-mm, me neither.
I like their chilies and their fries.
The fuck is
God, you want me to ruin that for you? Because I used to work
please
at Wendy's.
Don't.
Old burgers, right?
Yep.
Like 2 hours old.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not even that old, though.
Like, that's not terrible.
Well, that's, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I've gotten to the fridge, day after I've had burgers and eating a cold burger, so just imagine heating it up and putting it in sauce.
Yeah, no, but this just like cooks on the grill and burns through completely, and then it just turns into a brick. And they're like, just throw it in that bucket.
Should I chop it up? Nah, the acidity will just break it up naturally.
Exactly.
It's like the fucking dip from Roger Rabbit.
When they asked me to make the chili, I'm like, okay, well, where's the chili mix? They're like, it's in that bucket where the burgers are. I was like, fuck, that's
chili
disgusting.
Mix.
You're gonna eat that chili.
Enjoy your chili.
Never again.
Never again. I ruined Never Wendy's.
It wasn't even that bad, what he said. I don't know why you wouldn't eat it.
It still tastes delicious.
No,
it's done.
It's burger chili.
It's done.
Was there cheese on it sometimes?
They do use all beef.
I'm actually more likely to eat it now.
Yeah, I know. Actually, it's more appetizing. I never had their chili, but I might try it.
It's really good.
Yeah?
It's really good. Depending how they make it.
Old burger chili. I like it.
It is good.
It's
especially now they got so many different kinds of burgers, yeah. All kinds of flavors in there.
When I used to work there, I used to just I'd be working a grill flipping burgers, and then in between flips, I would go grab a nugget, wrap it in bacon, and dip it in barbecue sauce.
And that's how you got fat.
That is exactly why I had tits.
Bacon nugget dipped in barbecue sauce.
Gross.
Fuck yeah!
Clutch showed up. I can hear you getting fatter.
Hi, Clutch.
Yeah.
So anyway. Well, I gotta let you know, it's great to have Bree here. It's great to have somebody here with giant tits besides Matt.
I really thought you were going for me. I really thought you were going for me.
Eat shit, Derek.
Thank you.
D-E-R-E-K.
Speaking of tits, I had tits sweat at the bar last night.
Fucking time we're there, he's like, it's hot in here. I'm going to get tits sweat. I'm going to get tits sweat. And he leaves his hoodie on.
Yeah, by the way, thanks for including me in that hour-long conversation you guys had.
Yeah, I asked you 9 times if you wanted to come.
I wasn't really paying attention. Derek, my phone was like across the room. I just hear it vibrating on the counter for like 20 minutes. I'm like, all right, what the fuck is going on?
So the next time I
go over there, it's like, you want to go? No, I don't want to go. Come on out. I don't know. Oh, you're a pussy. Oh, here's a picture of my shit.
The best was, I got to ask my wife. All right, tell me what your mom says.
Actually, the best was, you know, for weeks we've been sending each other our shits to gross each other out.
Thank you, by the way.
Was that to gross each other out?
Wow. Oh, I thought it funny.
I thought it was a top this kind
of thing. I thought it was just to tease me because I can't have solid bowel movements.
And I appreciate you not sending anything.
Well, he did that one
time. Well, you know what it is? The only time I would do that is at work and they have automatic flushing. So I'd have to turn it really quick.
Oh, shit. Or you just get like, Derek just prints like you see like half a testicle and bloody shit.
Just my nuts. Sorry. My nuts photobombed my shit.
Anyway, I tried to end this, Matt. I don't know.
By the way, Monday you're gonna picture my nuts now. Thank you.
I tried to end. I tried to top them so they could never would never be willing to send it. Right.
Yeah.
So I wiped my ass.
Yes.
And took a picture of the toilet paper.
Yeah, that always gets Derek.
And ground
it
up.
Just uncomfortable.
Peanut shit.
Uncomfortable. Wow. Like I literally looked at it. Like we send pictures of our shit all the time. And I'm like, oh shit, damn, look at this. Oh man, look at that. And then he sends that. And I'm like, oh. That's awful.
But it's not. I don't think it is too far.
Poor taste.
Nah. I don't either.
I did it once to a friend of mine.
The shit talk starts, and she's out of the room.
Breeze her and throw up.
She's puking in her chili.
She's going to take a shit and take a picture of it.
Nice. But one time, a friend of mine sent me a shit.
Bring your camera, Bree.
My fiance got, well, Lauren, we'll call her Lauren. Everyone knows her. she had my phone, and she saw it, and she's like, oh, my God, it's disgusting. So she did take a picture of
her own
my
shit?
Son's dirty diaper.
Wow.
Was
there a nut shot of that?
And we're not friends
actually,
anymore.
Actually, baby poop diapers are actually kind of cute.
No, they're not.
It was right when he was born, so it was nice and like black.
I've definitely changed your son's diaper before, and I've literally almost thrown up.
You changed his kid's diaper?
Black What's wrong fart? With you?
That's weird. Are
you trying to look at baby dick?
No.
What the hell?
He was looking at baby dick. As you say to the kid, did you poop? And he says, yes. And I go, Steve,
and then you lick your lips and you're like,
I said, Steve, your kid pooped. And you know what he does? He just goes, oh, well.
Dude, I love how warm it is when you fold up the diaper.
What? Now I'm uncomfortable. No, because I always went, shut. Oh, look at it. I smell it.
98.6 degree turd.
Okay.
You're
all right.
Disgusting.
Fuck off. It's the beer talking.
Yeah. Well, yeah, half of one, you must be wasted.
Do you like it when it goes up the kid's back, too?
Oh.
Which is worse, when it goes up their back.
Yeah.
You like doing handstands while they're shitting?
Just, you know, laying around, rolling, and all of a sudden you just see that little
smushy.
Spot. Yeah, the spot on the back. You're like, oh,
Jamie
no.
just called it a smushy.
Smushy.
It's like when you make a sandwich, a peanut butter and jelly, and you squeeze it, and it starts to seep out the sides.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Wow.
Just can't contain.
Shit sandwich. One day, I think last week, we were at the bar. I was talking to Kev. Weren't we talking about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
I don't know, but I have a feeling what's going to follow this isn't going to be all that entertaining.
No, Uncrustables. Uncrustables. Anybody on
Uncrustables? I don't have the patience to
Uncrustables throw them out. And Toppums. You were talking about topping before. The Toppums? Those are food, too. What the fuck is a Toppums?
Never
Look
heard.
Look it up.
Look it up. Look it up. I don't know what to tell you. Look it up.
Uncrustables are peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with the crust already cut off.
Yeah, but they come frozen and you got to thaw them out.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience to do that or the foresight to be like, I'm going to want this in an hour.
Well, fuck you, you cheeseburger-eating pig. I'm with Sean. I love Uncrustables.
They're good. But I'm also on Derek's side. I don't have the patience, so I always would eat like a fucking hard-ass peanut butter and jelly sandwich with no crust.
And the jelly always thaws out before the peanut butter.
Yeah.
So you got a nice soft jelly and then like a little kind of peanut butter.
So you're saying you don't have the foreskin to do it, right?
Yeah.
I'll give you nice.
Am I the only one that when I had these would leave a few frozen and leave like two or three in the fridge?
Like I said, I didn't have the foresight.
There's not. It's no foresight. It's
you come home, like, you're like, I'm hungry, but I don't want to make anything. Oh, Uncrustables, and they're frozen.
Oh.
Yeah, well, the couple in the fridge aren't frozen.
I can't wait. That probably would have been a great idea.
When is it is.
Yeah.
Never thought of that. Never thought of it.
Instead of thawing something out, I'm going to get dressed, go in my car. any excuse to get fast food.
Exactly.
Disgusting.
Oh, goodness. Boy.
Speaking of fast food.
Ooh.
Fast food has been linked to depression.
Well, duh.
What else is new?
Yeah. Really?
A direct relationship between eating fast food or speaking commercial baked goods such as donuts, cakes, and croissants.
Croissants.
And the risk of developing depression, according to a recent study. What do you guys think?
I'm not depressed at all.
Have you ever been depressed?
When I was a teenager. But that's like,
do you want to talk about it?
Now, well, Steve.
Yes.
You were a fast food guy back in the day.
Yeah, I'd say
you kind of kicked it, right? You don't eat fast food anymore.
No,
but he was in the business.
Are you happier now that you've kicked fast food?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I miss it. I thought that you said that you were happier being fat, though.
You did say that once.
No, well, it was much more fun just being able to just pig out.
Yeah, when you were fat, I didn't get 9,000 pictures of you flexing on Twitter. Yeah.
Wow. Why are they always backwards?
Because that's the way.
Because it's in the mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's gay.
Yeah. Yeah. Get fat again. You won't be able to fit in my shirts.
Is that your shirt he's wearing right now?
No, the asshole took a picture and posted earlier of a shirt that I left here, and it's a medium, and it makes me look good, and he's wearing it.
It makes me look better.
It makes him look larger than life. I'm like, great. The shirt's going to be stretched out.
Larger than life.
Is it a Phil Collins song?
And it's going to be fucking stretched
gonna
out.
Going to be.
My favorite fucking shirt.
And in this picture, we see Steven, and he's larger than life.
I don't doubt that fast food makes you depressed. There's so many fucking chemicals
in it.
I think
you're depressed first, and then the fast food happens.
There's
an overall link between being depressed and then being lazy, not being able to, you know, not that you're not able to, but just not preparing your own meals and being
yeah.
To eat
well, there's something depressing about going to a fast food joint. I've noticed in the
especially
past.
When you're already big.
Yeah, in the past like 5 years, like probably since I was like 25. Every time I go there, I'm just like embarrassed to be there.
Well, when you go to Wendy's, you see a lot of old people, and you think about getting old and sitting at Wendy's.
Yeah,
that's probably why.
Also, when the girl at the drive-thru recognizes you and asks you where you've been because you weren't there for a week.
Well, there's one that works at Wendy's in Middletown.
Come back.
Local reference.
Yes.
And I used to work with her, so at least I get a pass there. But every time I see her, bring me!
Oh, God.
And that's what
is that the blonde
like.
One?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
That's the one, yeah.
She does. Yeah, dude, that's how she is. She's
and like, now there's one at the Burger King right next to my job.
Oh, boy.
And again, it's lunchtime. I don't have anything. I go out in the parking lot. I'm like, what am I going to eat? There's a Burger King, a McDonald's, and a Taco Bell.
Quick check. Hello. Healthier.
It is, but it's just not very good.
I love
Quick Check. At least a Quick Check by me. I don't know.
No, I know where that is. I go there all the time.
Here's something that bothers me. I go to the Burger King. There's a girl at the drive-thru. She's got to be 17. Calls me hun. Like she's a waitress.
Hey, what do you want?
Like she's like a 75-year-old waitress.
Oh.
I hate that. Here you go, hun. I'm like, you're fucking 17. Stop it.
Nah.
You're 17. Show me your pussy.
Now, whoops.
Get the car.
I guess that's the difference in perspective, because my brain would have been like, she called me hun. She probably wants to fuck.
Yeah, no, exactly. Hun, that's how I think.
She's probably ready to go.
Hun in like the food service business is just like a battered like veteran food service person.
Oh, man. It just makes me hate you automatically.
Yeah.
Hun. Numbing. Oh, don't you fucking dare.
If a broad ever calls me hun after giving me food, I'm elbowing the person next to me going, she wants to suck my dick.
I don't care what she looks like. She could be 75.
She's ready to go.
She's a goer.
Ooh. She's a hurting for a squirting.
It's not like she called me sweet cakes and winked at me. She goes, here you go, hon.
So, Kev, do you have that same reaction if a 70-year-old says it too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the same exact way. This old bitch wants to fuck.
I've actually created fake dialogue with my friends as to what the lady was thinking.
Yeah.
And it goes something like this.
A little extra mayo.
That's a fine hunk of boy.
I want that chin all the way in my pushy.
He can push it all over my vagina.
I want that boy to give me a chin enema.
Blue cheese enema. Give me... I'm a blue cheese toast.
Nobody gets that bad.
So fast food depression.
I think, I think you're right.
I don't think I've actually gone into a fast food establishment in years. Always drive through.
I actually went in today because the drive through was backed up.
Weird,
there was
right?
Nobody inside. So I just walked
did you
in.
Contemplate for a little bit? You're like,
no, as soon as I saw, I can't get caught in a line because of my condition. If I get caught up in any kind of line or traffic or whatever. If I go around a jug handle and there's more than four cars, my legs start shaking. I was like, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. I'm going to have to run to that gas station and shit my pants at the pump.
Why don't you just get like, why don't you just get like an RV?
I would love to.
It's a great idea.
Buy me one.
You're at a traffic light?
Just pull over.
Just pull over. Just stop at the light and just, you know.
There's a cop like knocking on the door. You're right out.
Taking a shit.
Just in the middle of traffic.
I'm wiping.
Yeah. Derek, if I ever win a lottery, I'm going to convert your driver's seat into a toilet for you.
Okay.
So you don't have to fucking worry about shit.
That'd be great.
I've thought of it, believe me. Just straight through. That'd be awesome. Just drive and take a dump. And just like shit coming out the back of your car.
Aren't you just spitting up at the car behind you? Yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
What is that? Why is it red?
Did he run something over?
That's what they would think. I just like hit a bird and it just flew out the back of my car.
Oh, shit. Oh, sorry, I think you're leaking transmission fluid.
Yeah.
Just what? Kicking up to...
Derek, I got a really bad oil leak and and I hit a bird.
You've actually denied going out with us because you're afraid of shitting yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't you just start wearing diapers?
Wait. Did you say going out with us like we normally go out?
Oh, well, no.
You've denied going out with me and possibly Steve.
I just don't want to go out with him.
Fuck.
Makes sense. Well, no, we went to, where we go, Applebee's. That's fine because that's 2 minutes from my house. But when you say we're going to a bar and, what was it, Howell?
Howell.
Yeah. No offense to the person who works at that bar. But that's a little far.
No, that's why we're going to start, you're going to wear diapers.
Do you not poop in public?
I poop in public all the time.
So what's the deal? The bar or the bathroom?
Can we go back to diapers? Would you be
It's
opposed?
Not the bar. When I'm in there, I'm okay. It's the drive.
It's the ride. Wow.
Would you be opposed? It depends.
Would you?
Well, it depends.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I mean, even if it's just for the goof.
Just for the goof?
Yeah.
Speaking of depends, has anybody seen, not to change the subject from my bowels, because that is always a hot topic, my crazy obsession? On TLC or something?
I have
there was
the
a
show.
Guy who's obsessed with being a man-child.
Oh, I saw the commercial for it.
He's probably about 4.5 bills.
He's like 400 years old?
Say bills?
Bills. Hundreds. He's 450 pounds.
So basically pounds.
Plus Sean.
Great British pounds.
It's this whole couch right here.
And he has custom-made...
this half the couch.
Onesies, feety pajamas, and everything. He had his bed converted.
It's not King Kong Bundy, right?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It looks like... Nah, I don't even say what it looks like. He's just a fat dude.
Okay. Say it. Lonely dude. Like, say it.
Somebody we know personally.
Say it. What's his name?
Somebody me and Matt know of.
Oh, well...
Oh, great. Christopher.
All right, fuck you guys.
So anyway. But he turned his bed into a crib, like with the bars and everything like that. And he went as far as to he will wear Depends,
mm-hmm.
but it's not... It doesn't give him the right feeling as being a baby. So he puts a baby diaper in the Depends.
Wow.
Because obviously the diaper won't fit him.
Wow.
So he has these huge Depends with a baby diaper underneath. And he goes to the bathroom in that.
And then ridiculous. And then he has somebody wipe his ass.
He had a mommy, I'm using the air quotes,
prostitute.
For a while that would take care of him and feed him and change his diapers. And he was currently looking for a new mommy.
How old was his current mommy?
I don't know. I think he was my age.
Okay.
I think he was like 31, 32.
How old's mommy?
I don't know who his old mommy was. Somebody their age.
Oh, well, that's
it's like a role playing thing.
Oh, like a food. Well, like that doesn't make sense at all. I completely just put a hole in your plan.
There are women who will charge to be with these people. Apparently, there's a lot of them. And they are mommies, and they charge by the hour to go over and play with them, feed them. Change their diaper, do whatever. And apparently for most of them, this is a non-sexual thing.
Mm-hmm. Where does this money come from that they can pay for these women?
I'm assuming he's a contributing member to society.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that's he has a job. He's getting onesies custom made for his fat ass.
Imagine some guy at your office comes over to you and just goes, Derek, listen, when I leave this office...
I'm a baby.
I like to go home and be a baby.
Dude, he's 450 pounds. He can just wipe his ass with a baby diaper.
It's basically what it is. No, I kind of want
to... I have to pee. Going back to the,
so come
the
back out
driving and having the shit thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe I told the story before. I once drove home from Long Island on one of those, oh my God, like I should pull over at the next like diner or
you're
something.
You're sweating, you're shaking.
Yes, and it was like the worst experience. And for you...
Right? Yeah.
That's an hour 20-minute ride. For you, a 15-minute ride.
I'm gonna go 10.
That
is
takes
that?
Me 10 minutes to get to work, and one time I almost didn't make it. I had to stop at a Burger King, one block away from my work.
Whoa,
the urgency is so much, and you think in your head like, okay, well, I'm just gonna hold it. But when you get that urgency, your whole body is basically going like, you know, get it out now, and you can't control it. It's horrible.
That's horrendous.
Yeah. But truth be told, I have been feeling better.
So you look great.
Thank you.
You do look fantastic. Are you going to lose some weight?
No. Okay. But no, I have been getting some medicine, and I'm better. Not better, but better than I was.
You are better. Every day, you're a better you.
Every
day.
That's
why I love you.
Kissing up to me. You really want to get in that promo, don't you? You want to get in the intro. Let's take a look at this guy.
Oh, boy.
I think about acting like a baby every day.
Oh, my goodness.
What a pig.
I'm not baby. For me, it's a big part of my life.
450
It's something
pounds.
You can go to bed doing.
This is fake.
You said this looks like somebody playing
in your head. I like to
like
have
Billy.
A bottle each night when I go
I think
to bed.
It does?
A little bit.
Gotta have my pacifier.
The hair.
Stanley might be 31 years old.
I just saw him recently, too.
But for the past 18 years, he has gone to remarkable lengths to remain young at heart. Very young.
I wish somebody would just fucking kill this fucking piece of shit.
An adult baby is somebody who gets satisfaction by...
He looks kind of like the guy, Michael Herbronco, the one that did the... He was like 800 pounds and lost like 600 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's like what he looks like fat.
Yeah. But he's laying in a crib. He's got all kinds of those baby noisemakers. And he also has a pacifier.
Can we guess how old this guy was when he was molested?
Seriously. He has a pacifier, but it's a pacifier for like a two-year-old. So there's this little tiny itsy-bitsy thing in his mouth. You have something to say, Brie?
I was going to say, I actually saw some like chick at the North Carolina airport when I was coming back from Florida. She had like a baby blanket and like a bottle and like a pacifier just sitting there. And I'm just like...
Did she look at you like, feed me?
No.
You should have just knocked her out.
Feeders.
I mean, some people, it's obviously an attention Nummies. Thing. If you go out in public and you're... That was a thing for a while. Remember girls walking around with pacifiers in like middle school? That was
but
a thing.
She was like 50.
Okay, ooh. So she was mentally ill.
She hot?
Yeah. All
right.
Did you push her down an escalator? Jesus.
Did you knock her out with your breasts?
Describe what happened. Stayed away. Describe what happened after the eat part.
The what?
Feed me part.
Oh.
Go.
Nothing.
Oh, that's fucking boring.
As a baby, I either like to put on my crib toys or my mobile and let them play as I fall asleep.
This guy must
and
have
And he doesn't just talk the
trunk.
Baby talk. He dedicates every aspect of his existence to the bubbly, messy, and magical lifestyle of an adult baby, spending up to 8 hours a day role-playing as a toddler.
It's a full-time job.
It's not sexual at all, and it's a feeling of being safe. Something I didn't have when I was growing up. There was a child abuse
station
at the time.
I called it.
And being an adult baby became my way of coping with the world and my own problems.
Plenty of people turn a room into a nursery, but Stanley transforms.
Yeah, I mean, he has like the pack and play thing, and he'll sit in it. He takes up the whole friggin' thing. He custom made a high chair to eat his food in. So it's this giant high chair. It's laughable.
Keep playing.
You want me to keep playing?
Yes, okay. I really do.
Which his entire apartment into a playground, complete with toddler toys, kitty wall decals, and even a playpen.
For me, I'm in baby mode on and off all day. When I'm trying to get into my role, I try to imagine
fucking,
what
that called?
Might be like.
He's in what?
Some would feel
a playpen.
I'm obsessed
right
with acting like a baby. With all the props and everything I have.
He's going to go do poops
more
on the floor.
Than most people
I like to shit
when
in the corner.
I tend to like to stay around the age 2 range. I find the whole environment of being in a nursery very calming.
Right?
This is my favorite pacifier. I like the blue one. And so it's a lot
psycho.
Of fun.
Babies don't talk, you fucking idiot.
Dumbass.
Shut up.
Oh, you suck at blocks.
Yeah, so that's basically it. But it keeps going. And basically, he found a new mommy, or he's trying out a new mommy. And she was young. She was a young girl, and she went over and she played with him, and then she left.
How much do you think they get an hour?
I would imagine quite a bit, because this has to be not that common. So I'm sure they can probably.
See, I want to get involved in this.
I'll do it
I'd rather do this than what I do anyway.
What, be a mommy or a daddy?
No, I want to be the baby.
Oh, you want to be the baby?
Yeah.
You'll get paid to be the baby.
Yeah, I know. Except I'll, like, you know, I'll have like a hard-on when I take my diaper off and stuff. And turn
just
it
like when you were a kid
stuff.
Normally.
Yes, exactly.
Then you can finally fuck the Fievel doll again.
Oh,
yay, yes. Fievel.
Hit eBay.
Or fuck that preschool teacher I was trying to rail.
Show up with a diaper on. Remember me? Oh, my God, he's throwing diapers.
Everybody run.
Wow. So fast food linked to depression.
Oh, my God. Imagine if that fucking big baby guy had tons of fast food, got depressed, started baby trends. It's all fucking connected.
Is it?
No, it's probably two totally separate situations.
But that show is a little too much. I can't watch psycho people too long.
Well, you got to keep in mind that this is all fake shit.
Some of it probably is. But there's a woman who's obsessed with carrots and had carrots tattooed all over her. Everything in her house was orange. Like, how do you make that up?
Yeah, you can't.
Watch, My Crazy Addiction or...
That's what we're...
Isn't that the same thing?
No, hi. There's two different
two of them?
What? There's a
what are we watching?
This and is addiction. My Crazy Obsession. There's an addiction one.
Oh, yeah, with the girl
Strange
eating...
Strange Addiction.
There was a girl eating...
Tape?
Drinking,
we gasoline.
P.S. Yes.
Drinking gasoline.
We, yeah. We had that on the show.
Hi, thanks for listening.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we covered that. Good job. Yeah, she was kind of cute, too.
Yeah.
She kept gas cans under the sink.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, no, everybody does. Except I use it as personal lubricant.
Wow.
I do it because the value just keeps going up.
I put gasoline in my dick. I put gasoline
I'm
in my
investing
dick
in gasoline. I bought it when it was 99 cents a gallon.
All right, everybody wants to see Bree and Jamie.
What the fuck?
Well, the camera's right there if you want to turn it. The only problem is you might have to close those blinds.
Any more beer?
It's going to be completely
white. Me too.
It's going to be completely
white. All
right,
Jamie, stop fucking reading and get some beer.
Yeah, Jamie, get some beer and show your cleavage on the way.
Are you allowing your wife to do this?
Clear. Steve to take his shirt off. Hey, Queen Elizabeth wants Steve to take his shirt off.
Tell Steve to take his shirt off. I want
Steve's shirt is practically painted on right now, so I don't even think it needs to come off.
There is no... he still cannot exhale.
Breathing?
Breathing?
Your flannel, your buttons are screaming.
Well, that's because my lats are too big, and they're not invisible.
Don't.
I have to laugh when Matt called you Rob Dietrich.
Why?
Because you look like me now.
I do look like Rob Dietrich.
Yeah, with the hat.
But I don't mind.
Whatever.
He's like better than looking like what you two look like.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. How does that feel, Derek?
Fuck, go get back at him.
Derek looks like Matt without hair, and Matt looks disgusting.
Steve, get him, Derek.
Derek ain't going to beat me in the burning department.
Tweedledum and Tweedledummer, right?
Wow.
Yikes.
Yo.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yep. They got really serious.
Not really.
Anyway. You want to say hi in the webcam, Bree? It's on the corner of the TV right there.
He was afraid of everything.
Yeah, just stand there and wave or something.
Yeah, that's coming from a guy who's afraid of a poodle.
What are they seeing?
Oh, you don't have to bend down. You don't need to show your faces.
I don't know what are they seeing.
Nobody wants to see that shit.
Two C's and two D's.
Two C's and two D's?
Jane, where's mine?
Anyway.
It's still half full.
So?
Did anybody win the big lottery?
Yes.
I won... $18.
Did you really?
Sweet.
Yes, I did.
On the big Mega Million?
Except I paid in 15. So
I actually got one whole number out of like $10 played.
I think I got two numbers.
Did you say one whole number?
Yeah, just one number.
A whole number, not like a fractional number.
Well, no. I got 3 9s of that
four,
one
and
number.
I got two. I got a half a number. Well, this woman, Merlane Wilson, who claims she has a ticket. And
I already see her picture. I don't believe
to
her.
To WrestleMania?
No.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, let's just play the video.
Ew, look at that fucking thing.
What?
It's really stressful.
Merlane Wilson is stressed out after making national headlines, claiming to have won the Mega Millions jackpot, $105 million after taxes.
Did you really win the lotto, or did you make up this story?
I didn't make up the story.
Did you really win?
Let me tell you how this story starts.
She's a lion.
On Monday, the 37-year-old mother of seven told me she won Mega Millions and hid the winning ticket. Her McDonald's co-workers said they're entitled to some of that money. 15 of them pooled together and asked Merlane to buy the tickets. She says she bought the tickets at this 7-Eleven a few blocks away.
Now, she also told me that she sent a friend back to this 7-Eleven to buy a separate ticket for her. She claims that that ticket has the winning numbers. Are you going
to... Now, there has been cases in the past where people have pooled together... And then the guy with the ticket just takes off.
I can give you a direct example.
Yes, and
it's a smart
they will
guy.
Go back and say, yes, you have to split it.
At the, I want to say it was Tom's River Path local reference.
Not really local.
They won,
not exactly.
It was like $9 million. Wow. and it was split amongst, I think, 10 people or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever the case may be, everybody after taxes got $700,000.
Yeah.
But one person tried to take all of it, and they wound up taking the person to court, and they won.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, when we do the pools at work, which I don't partake in, but it's like everyone gets a photocopy of all the tickets.
Yep.
You know, one person has the money and the tickets. You really can't get away with it. But apparently these people.
This is a moot point.
They didn't have copies of the tickets or anything.
But she went back later and got a separate ticket. That's what you're not listening
to.
She said it herself. She got the 15 company tickets, but then on her own time, with her own money,
she got somebody back.
Let's hear what else she says.
Claim the ticket.
I don't think you're legally allowed to claim that, even if it was true.
What do you mean?
If you went out and bought your own ticket after buying like tickets from a group of people?
No, she'll win. She's black.
She's not going to win anything because, listen.
Not only is she black, she's ugly as shit.
Well.
I misplaced it.
You now have misplaced the ticket.
In my
vagina.
The
man reportedly said she hid the ticket in McDonald's.
Near the fries, the hamburgers, the buns, the McFlurries.
I don't know where I get the story from. How I'm going to have a ticket and then I hide and be at the McFlurry machine?
Maryland lottery officials say the ticket was bought at 7-Eleven, but no one has claimed it yet.
Here's the bottom line. Did you win Mega Millions or did you make up this story to get attention?
I did not make up no story to get more attention.
She was getting heated right there. She looks like a cracked out celebrity.
Yes.
Yeah, she looks like Miss Cleo.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, so darling.
Oh, baby, it is.
Call me now.
Isn't she dead? That big piece of shit
looks like Whitney Houston postmortem.
Shit.
I know the easiest solution to this, guys.
What?
Just ask her what the numbers were. If she can say them, she obviously had the ticket.
I'm gonna. Right?
What I don't understand is why they're interviewing somebody who does not have the ticket.
Like because she claimed she had it, it made headlines.
How did they make headlines?
Did she just run around like, I had it, but I lost it?
That's what she basically
She should be arrested for this.
She should just give it to the nearest deserving white person.
I think I know where this is.
Judging from her neighborhood, she might have to take a bus.
No. I'll go there. I'll go there and just stand next to her all day until she finds it. You're not white.
Isn't that the same broad who had a feather in her chicken nugget?
Yeah, very much.
They look alike. They're probably related. They all look alike, so.
Well, we're all related if you listen to the Bible.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
You just gotta go back. You just gotta go back like 3,000 years, I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
What?
You go back like 3,000 years, and like virtually everyone has like a common ancestor. That's what they say, at least.
That's why we both poop a lot, Derek.
That's
there
right.
You know. Oh my God, Kevin. That's why we both have huge chin. I don't.
Yeah,
nice eyebrows.
That's why we all have really big cocks, right?
Sweet cum catching eyebrows, you queer.
Ah, damn it.
That's why we all have really big tits.
You really are some fucking eyebrows.
Speak for yourselves.
Anyway, so she lost the ticket. Misplaced the ticket.
Is that caterpillars?
Yeah, you have caterpillars. Yeah.
Don't worry, Sean. One day they'll bloom into beautiful butterflies.
And then you can fucking fly away off the goddamn show.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Damn it.
Yeah. Anyone else have any Mega Million stories? No?
Nah, fuck that shit.
No.
Fuck that. Fuck $600 million.
Derek's shits are called splatter fillers.
I got caterpillars. You got splatter fillers.
Yeah, I'd rather have thick eyebrows than...
Suck
than
dick, ulcerative
colitis.
Than thick shit.
Whatever.
Oh, big news.
What?
I got my blood test results back.
Ooh.
I tested negative for celiac disease.
Wow. And AIDS.
So you're just a mad shitter.
I just have a sensitivity to gluten. Sensitivity, not allergic.
Okay.
Which could be the beginnings of...
And I had crystals in my urine.
Of
AIDS. You said that's nothing.
Crystals?
I said to her, that doesn't sound like
you
nothing.
You just
got to
lay off the dry cat food.
Doesn't that mean you're getting like a kidney stone?
Probably.
Isn't that what that usually amounts to?
But don't you get kidney stones if you don't drink a lot of water?
It could be a myriad of reasons.
Kidney stones if you...
Kidney stones
what? If you have a high intake of salt...
Yeah, could be a bunch of reasons, okay?
Thank you. Myriad.
Or calcium, I think.
Well, that's why they try to get you to catch it so they can figure out why you got it.
Oh. Well, she said it's nothing. So if I get a kidney stone, I'm going to punch a bitch in the throat.
Well, they might bring in somebody to punch you in the kidneys.
Damn it. But yeah.
So just a sensitivity to gluten. So you still got to stay off the gluten, right?
I do. It's going pretty well.
Hey, like that beer.
Like, I thought I would get really, really tired.
Well, you drank last night, right? Were you drinking beer?
Yeah.
How were you this morning?
Not good.
Not good, right?
Not good. I was like, oh, I got an appointment in like a half an hour.
I texted her.
I put her all. I was like, can you move it back a half an hour? She's like, yeah. I was like, great. I can shit right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why don't you stick to like the hard booze?
It gets more expensive. Like, I went to, remember when I told you a couple
weeks
ago?
Isn't it worth
it?
Gluten-free food is more expensive, too.
Well, I don't eat gluten food. It's just when I drink beers, the only really gluten I take in.
Svedka, bro.
I know, but I went to the art show with Tom and Jimmy.
And it was $10. Well, you gotta,
for a fucking
you
drink.
Were at fucking Hiawatha last night. I doubt they have $10 drinks.
Touche.
They give you double shots for the cost of a single shot.
Damn. It's fucking
great.
Nobody told me this.
Two jiggers.
What? What? What did you say?
Jiggers. Whoa. Hold on to your purses, ladies.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Steve's there the whole time bitching he's going to get tit sweat.
And he got it.
It's really hot.
So how was it last night?
Your tit sweat.
It was all right. Yeah. You know, I had three beers and I got drunk.
Wasted.
I got pretty drunk.
Oh, he fucking drove me.
And I drove home. It was the first time ever that even one beer was, I can't even talk.
First of all, he backed out of he backed into the spot, which was
impressive.
Tool.
Before I got there.
Do that.
And then he just like rams the gas to freak me out. I'm wasted.
Yeah, I told Sean, I'm like, dude, I'm drunk. I shouldn't be driving. I just stomped the gas out of the parking lot.
I'm really drunk. I'm like, you're an asshole. Just get me to your house.
Sean put a skitter in his pants from that.
I did. I peed a little, but I'm okay. Then I pooed the next morning.
Oh, well, that's not that far from here. I'm thinking, yeah, it's right.
Yeah, yeah. It's literally right down the street.
Yeah.
So but I told Sean, I was like, I hope you don't mind crashing into a telephone pole on the way home.
You could have walked home.
And then I put my seatbelt on.
Yeah, but then I had to go walk back and get my car.
It's true.
I am a one beer queer.
What?
I'm a one beer queer.
Yeah, you want to keep it relevant? You're in the middle of a conversation. Can you just throw that out?
Well, that's part of the conversation.
By the way, Kev, I like your hat.
Thanks.
I have a pair of shorts.
No, can we stay on topic, please?
Yeah, will you guys stop having fucking radio sex?
Hi, guys.
You leave me and Derek alone.
Yes.
I don't want to be in the middle of this man sandwich. All right?
I thought you fixed that thing on your hair. What's going on?
What thing?
That...
Widow's Peak.
No, Jamie's fixing it after the show. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, stop staring
at it. You're not going to shave it, are you?
This Widow's Peak?
Yeah.
Fuck no. Eddie Munster. Okay. Duh.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to shave it.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Because it's just going to be, you're never going to grow back.
Bullshit. It grows back every time.
Is that new or is that from the same?
This right here?
Yeah.
It just grows this big. There. It doesn't grow back
Oh, it
anymore.
Doesn't grow back anymore?
It grows back, but only to this length. It will never get longer.
You are really aggressive about your Widow's Peak.
You really are.
Well, because nobody else. Oh, where's your where's
embrace it, Count.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually like Widow's Peak.
Well, that's because three out of the four of us are bald. Wait, yeah. Two. Well, you got some hair.
It's running away quickly.
It's all going right down my back.
The Widow's Peak
ass.
Is probably going to be going away soon.
Whose?
Yours.
Oh, I thought you were talking about yours.
No, I haven't had a Widow's Peak since I was like 9.
Yeah, that's true story.
Start losing your hair at 9.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
You see like old pictures of me? I always had this massive forehead.
Not everybody has to look.
Okay. There was a finger pointing and everyone just looked. Do you remember the lady that, I know Sean remembers, lady that... put Fix-A-Flat in some people's asses?
Yes.
Mm. There's a nice little follow-up story.
Nice. Oh, no.
Can I tell you a quick story about it real quick?
Mm,
I was it came on at work.
Told the story.
But I literally had people do extra warm-ups just so I can finish watching it.
Just keep going.
Just keep going. I'll get you in a minute.
Two more laps.
No, hold on.
She was putting cement in people's asses.
Yes.
I missed this.
You weren't here for this.
I wasn't here.
You weren't part of the show.
This was pre-Kev.
So for all the Kevs out there that weren't a part of this, can we get a refresher?
For all the people who obviously don't listen to the show.
The little Kevies.
What? Yeah. A Tampa woman claims a fake plastic surgeon ruined her life after injecting her buttocks with Fix-A-Flat and cement.
Mm. Like rubber cement?
No, like cement.
See, when you said Fix-A-Flat in the ass, my brain went a totally different way. Yeah. I was assuming that they like plugged the hose.
That's
into somebody's
what I need
asshole.
In my ass. I need Fix-A-Flat in my ass.
Wow. Just seal up the butthole. Yeah. Like, you know, a little Fix-A-Flat in the ass.
Patients of O'Neill Ron Morris, known to them as Goddess, this is a transsexual person, by the way, claimed the woman said she worked for a plastic surgeon and knew how to perform procedures like butt injections.
Nah.
And here's the quote of the year. She had a white coat on and a little badge, so I felt comfortable with it.
Wow.
But if you've seen a picture of this He-Man's face,
I'm actually
I would never let her to come near me.
He-Man.
I'd probably fuck her.
All right.
No, you wouldn't.
So you're abroad and you hate your ass, right? And you're just going under with the gas, and you see, like, the nurses walk in with a bag of cement and cans of Fix-A-Flat.
It's just hiked over their shoulder.
Like, what's in your brain right then?
This
and it's funny because they also
that,
they also
right
sued the roommate.
That Ooh. Is her.
Yeah. Would you let that put? Oh my God! Look at that ass.
Those so hips do not lie,
dude. That's awesome.
I his can fucking ass. Ear deep in that shit. I
feel dude, like it looks like it looks like Steve Number One's brother.
What? I think it looks straight up like Steve Number Two.
Carl?
I feel like if you need to jump over a wall or a fence, you could just have her stand in front of it and give a little step up.
She doesn't have to put the hands out. Just
she's a she's got a.
Isn't it a man?
That's a dude. Yeah. The tattoo. Wait, look at her hips. They're very uneven. Or yes. Just a shirt.
Well, the Fix-A-Flat isn't known for its stability.
It's only temporary until you can get to a mechanic.
Does she have a nozzle in case she has to reuse the Fix-A-Flat?
Just let some air out of one hip.
She gets a flat tire. She's got shit.
Why don't we find out what Bree thinks about those tits?
Tits. Wait, there's not really many tits.
You mean those hips?
There's those no hips. Tits.
What about the ass and the hips?
There's no tits.
The ass looks disgusting.
Like, would a girl want that kind of ass?
By disgusting, it means my penis could not reach the hole.
That is true.
And I'm okay with that.
That would hurt.
I would like to yell in it because I feel like there'd be a cavernous echo that returned.
Hello.
Wouldn't it be hard, though? Like,
that's me? Hard already.
Cement and fix a flat?
Yes. I would imagine. You'd break your penis on that.
Well, the woman.
I found it weird you said penis. That just got really weird.
Don't you worry about my penis.
Don't worry about it,
sweetheart. Whoa.
Look at your fucking chin.
Language, Missy. You're a guest in this house.
Dirty talk.
Kev, you should hang out with her. Look, you guys have the same size chin.
Jesus. I will fuck your mouth in like 5 minutes if you don't stop.
He's going to fuck your mouth with his chin. Sorry.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
This woman who does not want to be identified lost her job as a mortgage broker when the market crashed and started dancing at strip clubs to make quick cash. She soon learned a bigger backside would boost her business. It's a lot of buzz.
Yeah. Maybe a little bigger, not fucking gargantuan.
But, well, this isn't this woman. This is just some unidentified woman who had this done.
Yeah, you should see this woman.
The procedure was going to be $5,000. She couldn't afford it. So this man thing with huge whatevers.
Slapped on a fucking overcoat.
Slapped on a white coat and said, I'll do it for $1,500.
So
she said it was 100% silicone. Within 6 months, she started coughing. That turned into pneumonia. When the doctors tested the fluid in her buttocks, she said she learned that 100% silicone was 100% of something else.
So the jacket and the tag, that was enough for her. But she didn't get a little weary when the woman had to turn sideways to get through the door.
Oh, but what the article doesn't say, this woman actually had credentials. She, for a short period of time, worked as a nurse practitioner.
Oh,
you know what? You know what they do?
Nothing.
They put you in the room and say, okay, he'll be right in.
Well, this particular, apparently this woman just had a bunch of stuff she used, because this particular woman...
T-shirts on!
It came back...
T-shirts on!
Hello.
Derek's talking.
Hello.
Come on, relax.
This came back as bathroom caulking. So she had bathroom caulk in her butt.
Well, you got to seal the wound after you fill it all up.
Unbelievable.
But on the TV show I was watching, you need to see the woman that she worked on. She... she looks awful.
So wait, I'm confused. This man here...
It's an it.
This it thing, that is Fix-A-Flat in her ass right now?
Fix-A-Flat, cement, bathroom caulk. You
in her ass right now.
Anything that comes out of a tube is getting shoved in her ass.
She ain't got nothing at Miss Canada.
Which, by the way, Miss Canada is all over the news now.
Oh, yeah. I just wish
it was on Barbara Walters.
I just wish that thing
broke
fucking
it.
Dropped
we broke it.
Dead.
We broke it.
Yeah.
I'd be happy.
That's a huge ass. You can't stop staring at it. I my whole train of thought went out. I'm just like, oh my God.
Do you want me to print this out for you so you can take it home?
Well, no, I jacked off to 2020 last night with Miss Canada on it.
Oh, God.
Did you?
No, I was at the bar with you, asshole.
Oh. I did. No, she's, well, the Miss Canada, the news on Miss Canada is that she is going to be
perform.
Able to
perform.
Yeah, be on the Miss Universe.
If she wins, I'm totally fucking
that
her.
Man yeah, thing we were talking about. She is able to participate in the Miss Universe contest.
She like, had like
as per Donald
shit?
Trump.
Oh, Donald was just just let her do it.
Yeah, well, after he basically insulted her, yeah.
I mean, if D. Trump says it, it's got to be legit.
The woman's name is like Jenna Tull something or whatever, and he wrote down the word genital. He goes, her first name is genital. Like that was his big thing.
That was his joke?
Yeah, that was his joke.
What a lame fucking hack.
Yes, pretty much. So that's it.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
I would have sex with the thing from Canada, though.
The thing from Canada.
Yes.
The thing that should
I'm pretty
be.
Sure on the same episode we talked about it, you said, oh, I was watching this porn, and then this girl's fucking this guy in the ass with a dildo, and for half a second I said, yeah, I'd do that. So
yeah,
I
think that was the same.
So overall, you're half gay, so now I understand.
Half gay.
I'll deal with that.
And you're okay with it. Oh, my God.
Yes.
What a fucking weirdo.
I'm not really gay.
Bullshit. Extra gay. I'm not really gay. I'm really gay.
Extra
super gay. So you got any other stories, Derek?
I do, but we're going to play them after the break.
Oh, after the break for Fantasy Factory.
We'll come back strong, to let you know.
Okay, we're back.
Back with the... We are back. We're here.
It's a Derek and Matt show.
Everyone that matters is here.
The Tietz.
You are sitting on my wire, sir.
Go. Hey. Okay, everyone's playing.
There's some grab assing going on.
Steve's ass is hanging out.
Steve's ass cleavage is lumpy and gross and
we're
hairy.
We're playing musical chairs here. Everyone's scrambling to sit down.
What do we do? Steve, what do we do? We're out of beer.
Out of beer?
It's in Schultz.
Schultz!
Sheets!
All right, I'm going to find this one. I bought this one. Oh, shit, is it okay? You actually believe that?
I think I forgot to play one of the promos.
Uh-oh.
Clutch is going to have my head!
Boss, man!
I played the same one twice instead of playing one of the other ones.
Mm. Wow, what a jabroni.
So, wait.
Let's get. Schultz's going to go get beer. We need figure out what we want and who's paying.
I
want to
rip that shirt, Steve.
You're lucky you weren't looking because Steve just flexed with the camera.
Like, did he?
Hogan.
Your favorite.
I did, but I just kind of ignored it because there's more important things on my mind.
Yeah. Speaking of tight shirts, Derek, when are you going to wear that Hot Rod shirt?
I can't find it. I looked for it.
What shirt is this?
My Hot Rod shirt.
How small is it?
It's not small. I don't know why everyone thinks
it's small. He claims that it was a large, but
extra large.
Extra large? Yeah. I remember that picture you had it on, and it.
Well, there was a picture of me sitting on the couch with my gut, like, purposely.
It's a marge. It's a marge,
isn't
it?
Farther. Oh, okay. I was just kind of doing like And
it's a marge.
And our friend Pat took a picture and
wow.
And made it part of his, like, photography portfolio.
Yes.
It's actually published.
Yes.
He got
this expression on you, just like,
Yes.
Well, you're on behalf of Steve.
Wow.
So.
You were published.
Well, it's self-published. He actually made, like, a coffee table book of all his pictures, and I'm in there. Couple times.
Nice.
Beer.
What about it?
All right, Sean, we get it. You like beer. Calm down.
I'm going to punch you in the hand.
Go ahead.
He likes beer. He likes dick.
Yeah, but you don't have to sit here and order beer on the mic.
He doesn't like eyebrows.
Excuse me real quick.
Who's getting beer?
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. He's off the show. I'll take my intro.
Exactly.
Awesome, Kev.
Ooh.
Can I do a promo real quick?
Go for
absolutely.
It.
Okay, here. Just right. You make sure. Mark the time right now so you know it.
Hi, I'm Kevin.
All right, that's perfect, right, for the intro?
That's good.
Throw it right
a little
in.
Louder, a little louder.
This is why you're out.
Yeah.
There's tension building.
Oh, man, I hope I can find something else to do with my Sunday nights. Jeez.
Now shut up, because here goes.
The sad thing is, he will have nothing else to do with his
guy's about to knock it out of the park.
All
right. What's up? It's Kevin. Good, powerful. Right? Good, yeah. Right?
That's good.
I think 1,000 panties just exploded all over the world.
Is that what you want on your intro?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I get a new one? No?
No. You're out. You're done. Kevin's in.
Oh, perfect.
If anybody wants a new one, you got to find it on the show and tell me what you want.
Kev.
I'm not going to sit here and go through 100 hours of audio to get...
Kev.
Yeah.
My name is Kev.
Smell my finger.
Tell people what it smells like.
Soap?
Yeah, buddy.
It smells clean.
I don't get it.
Oh, you're a dick.
Yeah, I've been rubbing my balls and slapping with these guys for like the past 5 minutes. But my balls smell good.
It smells clean. Smells like you just washed your hands.
And
right.
Anyway, go ahead, Derek.
Anyway, I got a little fun thing here. 25 words you may not know are trademarked.
Oh, boy.
Let's guess them.
Anybody know any?
Rest in peace. Aristocrats.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace? I don't think so. That might be. Anybody got any words?
You got to guess. What do you think?
These are common words. I'll give you an example. Bubble wrap.
Really?
Is a trademarked word.
Duct tape. It's got to be one.
I think the word peace.
I think it is.
Is trademarked. Tape. Peace. Duct tape is a product.
Oh. You just like squatted for that.
Steven.
That was a full on squat.
What's wrong with that?
Steven Dix.
Is duct tape on there?
That's really gross.
Steven Dix.
What do you got to do?
Does anybody else want to do this?
Did you say yes or no? Duct tape. Yes.
I'm guessing rest in peace.
But I believe. No, rest in peace.
He said no already.
Undertaker, bro.
Duct tape is a product.
It is. Duct tape is.
Is that number one bubble wrap?
I think these are in no particular order.
I think the word peace. I'm putting it out there. The word peace.
I don't think so. Jet ski is a trademark name. We have, we said bubble wrap. Onesies.
Really?
Yeah. That is a trademarked word.
Really?
Yep.
Some bitch.
Pampers.
That's a product.
Way to go with the bit, Steve. Way to go.
I'm guessing.
Of course Pampers is trademarked.
Okay. I win. What do I win?
Jacuzzi? No, you don't win a jacuzzi. Jacuzzi is a trademark name.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Wait, Crock don't pot? Stop saying them. Stop saying them. I want to guess
Queen,
one.
Queen is guessing Xerox?
Oh, yeah. Xerox is a
she
trademark
said cunt.
Name. Cunt is ooh. Not trademarked. So.
Ooh, yes. Yes. Cunt probably is.
It's got to be.
The list isn't accurate. It's got to be the word cunt.
Chapstick?
Oh, yeah. But that's a product.
It's a product.
How is chapstick on the list, but duct tape?
Well, because that's something that people just say commonly, like, you know, do you have some chapstick?
Yeah. Yeah. People don't say, hey, do you have any
word that
Ripley's tape?
Designate for, like, a product that is sold under. It's just like it's something else.
If you have a thing of.
But it's so common to
use. If you have a thing of Burt Bees lip balm, you're going to say, can you give me that chapstick?
Yeah. But nobody says duct tape. Duct tape.
No. I finally get this. I get this. Is poppycock on there?
Poppycock is not on here, but it is a type of gourmet popcorn.
Well, I thought I was on. I can't tell you how many times I've been at
a party.
Well,
see, poppycock. Well,
people are like,
do you say some? Hey, how about like Cracker Jacks? You know, like things like
Cracker
that.
Jacks would be. Yeah.
I still don't fucking get this game.
What don't you know? It's not a game.
I don't get how duct tape is not on it, but chapstick is.
How many times do I have to tell you? Yes, duct tape is trademarked. It's just not on the list.
Oh.
No. But D-U-C-K tape is a brand.
Yes.
D-U-C-T tape is a product.
Duct tape.
I'm fucking lost. Move on.
No. Here's the point. It's hey, can you pass me a Coke? It could be just soda
or a bag of powder.
But Coke is a trademark.
I really want to try to guess one and get it right.
You're not. Because you're dumb.
Okay, moonshine.
Oh, no, you're not getting
cotton
it.
Balls.
Let me give you some more examples.
Q-tip.
Kleenex.
Tampon.
Knee curtains.
Somebody's got a tampon.
Ping pong is a trademarked name.
Roller skate.
Going back, Kev's the word he used, ham wallet.
Squish mitten. Is Squish mitten owned?
Rollerblade is a trademarked name.
Ooh,
but we refer to every kind of inline skate as a rollerblade.
Yes, it is an inline skate.
Yes.
But rollerblade is the
most
common.
See, I don't
common.
Do that. I guess maybe I'm super uber intelligent.
No, I doubt it.
I would say, what brand inline skate is that?
Bullshit, you would.
Jello.
Jello. But specifically the J-E-L-L-O, right?
See, that doesn't make sense because nobody else makes Jello but Jello.
Absolutely.
No.
There's plenty.
Chocolate
others.
Gelatin? Yes.
Mighty Fine.
Mighty Fine.
Exactly. Thank you.
Mighty Fine and
Scotch
what's it called?
Tape.
Scotch.
Yeah. Do you have any Scotch tape?
Some on the rocks?
Scotch tape. That is a trademark name.
Okay.
Bearded Axe Wound.
Oreo?
Sharpie.
Oh.
Ford.
You guys are horrible at this.
All right, just give us the rest because I'm getting tired of hearing.
No, Tupperware.
Beaver.
Mm-hmm. You call all kinds
Rubbermaid,
of Tupperware, Tupperware.
Clam?
Actually, yeah. My wife calls it Tupperware.
Oh, shit. Oh, you don't know how to speak American.
Tupperware. She was raised in Bayonne.
Tupper? Do you really?
The whole family. Her whole family thinks it's Tupperware.
Dinner's over. Can somebody give me the Tupperware?
Pass me the Tupperware.
Oh, damn it. I was just going to do that.
Do you remember the Stella? Do you remember the Stella Doro?
I need to pack my cigarettes in my Tupperware. I need Tupperware with my nicotine patch. Come over this weekend. We're having a Tupperware party. Get the Tupperware with my smokes and a can of Scotch tape. Keep some fresh blue cheese.
My face is so hot from laughing.
No filters on those bitches.
For all the years, I don't know. That's me imitating my mother-in-law's voice.
Cat's out of the bag.
She smokes a lot, so she has a nice voice.
Crying.
Nice voice.
She's going to bring my smokes on the road.
I love her. I love her. She's awesome.
A very sweet lady.
She is.
She's lovely.
Steven and I picked up a mattress from her a couple of weeks ago, and it was a great adventure.
It was apostropedic.
I'm going to sleep on my apostropedic tonight. Nah, you just have a regular mattress.
With a memory foam.
come over. Why did the fuck does your mattress smell like stale cigarettes?
I don't know, but I do now.
You get a nicotine high off sleeping.
Good thing you can't smell and cigarettes in the Twitter pictures.
I love waking up wearing carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm gonna I hope I remember that for the rest of my
courtesy
life.
Flush, JD from Courtesy Flush says, that's the only voice I should talk in.
It is.
Yeah, it's better than your regular.
You sound like
Tupperware.
You sound like a soulful jazz man.
Yeah, but I would instantly have my vocal cords clipped.
Perfect.
The pain, because it hurts.
It does hurt. We did it for like a half hour before the show once.
I'm lightheaded from doing it.
I know. Could be from that second beer you're drinking, too.
This is three.
Whoa!
Really?
We're going to be carrying you upstairs.
Really? Pretty sure I came here like an hour and a half after you.
This is my Miller Lite, y'all.
I can't. Fuck it. Oh, I'm done.
Bull Dyke is trademarked by Dutch Lesbians.
Ooh.
Is that true, Dirk? Is that on the list?
Not on the list.
No.
But Tupperware is. Also,
how about bra?
Bra. Bra? I don't think.
Bra?
Bra is short for brazier. Bra.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was short for brother.
I don't think it's true.
Yeah, but there's different brands of bra.
All right, well, name a type of bra that you would just call all bras.
Oh, water bra. Water bra. Water bra is on the list.
No.
No.
Water bra?
Yeah.
What about tit hammock?
What about over the shoulder boulder holder?
I was just going to say that.
Velcro.
Yeah.
Velcro. Right.
Okay, yes.
Is a trademark name, but we refer to all Velcro as Velcro.
And those are, they're called hook and loops.
Yes.
Hook and loops.
Oh,
and
Velcro is?
Yeah. Hook and loop fasteners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weed eater. I've never said weed eater in my life.
That's what I call my wife.
Tupperware.
White out. Of course, white out is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Liquid paper.
Liquid Klux Klan.
Was it like three brands of white out? There's more than you'd think. It's just that you always go to the white out. Whenever you see it, your brain.
I get there. Then I'm so disappointed
I'm
from the price.
Against you with this.
Or you get liquid paper and you just call it
you
white.
Call it white out.
But actually, it's just called Bic.
Yeah, Bic liquid paper.
Yeah.
Careful, exactly. Steve. Careful. You have some Hispanic listeners.
Bro, you look bored out of your mind.
Why don't we get her back on mic?
She's just pulling hair off her chest.
She hasn't.
Yes.
Boobs are furry. She hasn't been off her phone since she got. She's probably listening to the other radio shows on there.
More importantly, is the word prick on there? The word prick.
Prick is not. Band-Aids is, however.
That's a good one.
Band-Aids. Plastic adhesives,
you
want to call them.
You mean like the
adhesive
festival?
Bandages. Medicated plastic adhesive bandages or Band-Aid. Zamboni.
Zamboner.
A Zamboni is a trademark name.
I want to drive one of those.
What? Like if there's more than one brand of them?
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of companies that make a Zamboni type of thing, whatever the hell it is.
Ice paver. Ford?
Ice paver, yeah.
Dodge? The Dodge Zamboni?
Ice resurfacer, named after its inventor, Frank Zamboni. And, of course, the last one, which I didn't know, Taser.
Though.
Is actually Thomas A. Swift's electronic rifle, Taser, T-A-S-E-R.
Huh.
Yeah.
So it's the actual name is electronic rifle?
Yes. Thomas A. Swift's
what is called
electronic
taser.
Rifle, otherwise known as Taser, but we kind of.
There was. Did you see the authority with that one? There was like a.
I'm pretty sure you did the dip as you were farting.
Poor girl, hang up on
invite me here.
When I dip, you dip, we dip.
But let's be honest. All five of us invited here to stare at your tits all day. Not really to listen to you talk.
That's okay. Oh, my God. What
I'm kidding. I'm not that much of a dick.
I'll just put the mic down then.
Oh, no. Oh,
would you
please?
Please,
no, please
perfect.
Don't.
Well, you? I mean, no. Down.
You've offended our guest, Shart.
Why was Mickey?
You know Steve's fart's going to be good when his face looked like he smelt it before it even come out.
That's the No. All right. What else you got?
That's
Steve, give him the Chuck E. Cheese toast.
You know what would be a good one? Floss.
No, that's not. Why don't you get this?
Dental. I don't get it.
All right, say you cut your finger. What do you need?
Adhesive strips.
No, see, I just need a dick.
T-shirts are rules.
So you do get it. You're just being an asshole.
Yes, I always get store brand. And then I look at the white out and go, "Wow, you're $6. I'm gonna go with liquid paper."
Okay. So you do get it. You're just
floss. I saw mental floss on the screen. I was like, floss be going because there's 8 million kinds of floss.
I don't think dental floss is a trademark name.
Oh, okay.
The
fair
product
enough.
Is floss.
What's that?
The product is floss.
Yes.
Like that's the name of it.
You get it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I in the middle of the Kevin and Derek sandwich again?
Okay.
I'm going to do the Kevin and Derek show.
You guys are the bread. I'm just the meat in here. Right? I'm just here to look good and be tasty.
No, you bend over. He takes your mouth. I take your ass. And
I'm not
going to
be Eiffel Towered. I refuse
to be
Eiffel
Towered. I don't want those fucking caterpillars rubbing my fucking belly.
Fine. You can take the ass then. But then you got to give the courtesy reach.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. Fair enough. What I hear is not that funny anyway.
Hey, maybe you can use that as my.
Let's see the size of your hands. You cannot give the courtesy reach. You'd make my penis look small.
Why? Wow. I'm big. No,
do we have a midget in the room?
We have like a little fucking baby hand, like a wolf pad.
No,
like a wolf pad.
I'd take Derek over Kev because Kev's got some giant fucking baseball mitts on.
I was just gonna say Kev has some big, big hands.
Yeah,
ham hocks.
You wouldn't have to.
Is that trademark?
Is it?
Is ham?
Tell me.
I don't know, but like spiral ham is probably trademark.
Sean has baby hands.
Oh no. Man.
For those who aren't familiar, me and Sean have the same girth and length penis, so we're going to measure our hands right now.
Sean and I.
See if there's any correlation.
No, this is to see if there's any correlation.
Touching.
Wow, those are exact.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Close. You guys love it, too.
Wow. I think Sean's got him by like a 16th of an inch.
Now, fuck off. If this doesn't end in you guys kissing, this was for naught.
I'm getting a boner.
I just came. Twice.
Now, what about...
Wait, Sean's middle finger is longer... But his pinky is the same. So you just have a freakish middle finger. All your fingers are even except for the middle.
Now, is your ring finger as long as your index finger or longer?
I'd say it's a tad bit smaller.
Hey, Sean,
tad bit
my
smaller.
Ring finger is
hey,
smaller.
Hey, Sean, now, did you know that if your hand's bigger than your...
No, I'm not falling for it. I've definitely fallen for it before. I'm not falling for it this time.
They say
the capital of Thailand.
I don't know what. Yeah. Bangkok.
They say that if your ring finger is longer than your index finger, that you were exposed to more testosterone in the womb.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
Mine is shorter, so I'm fucked.
I'm even.
That's it. No, my index finger is definitely...
No, your ring finger is definitely...
Are you serious?
Your ring finger is a fucking...
It's like as long as your middle finger.
Wait, what am I supposed to be doing?
Your ring finger and your pointer finger. Is that what you're talking about? Or middle finger?
No, index finger. It's ring finger and index. Your index finger is a midget.
So my dad had a lot of testosterone?
No, you have less testosterone than
anybody else. No. That you were exposed to more testosterone.
That's a good thing.
That means
I had a giant bulging cock in the womb.
It's true.
We are all recording right now while looking at our hands.
It's true.
Hey, what do you got there?
What about shoe sizes?
12.
12.
Steve?
Hit me.
Me?
Yeah.
11. 10 and a half, 11.
So there's no correlation then.
Yeah.
Well, Sean's just wearing bigger shoes than he should.
Yeah, it should. Yeah.
Actually, I have gigantic
shoes. He just walks around with Ronald McDonald shoes just to prove
a
point.
I have a high arch. Look at my arch.
Actually, I used to have size 12 until I started running, and then I shrunk.
Yeah, your feet do shrink a little bit. And then, the knuckles get bigger or something.
Yeah.
But I had 13 sneakers in high school. Wow. Now I can,
that's a whole lot of shoes. 13, you're missing one.
I'm 11 and a half for a 12, in case anyone's keeping track.
You got 6.5 pairs of shoes.
That's true.
I have to pee.
Go, please.
I'll see you, Sean. I actually saw the title of the next story, and I just really want to hear it.
Okay, I'll just read it. Gravy wrestling model suffers horrific facial injuries after being hit with monkey wrench.
Is she black?
When she interrupted a friend having sex.
Does she have big tits? How could I go to the bathroom when that fucking title comes up?
And there she is.
Ooh.
Oh, no. That's kinda, how she is before.
Kind of Christina Aguilera looking, if I
could imagine
say
I get hit with a fucking monkey wrench.
I'll go as far as to say is, I wouldn't kick her out of bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm uncomfortable with your lady friend.
Now, is this a dude, too?
No, this isn't a dude.
The only pictures you show of women are actually dudes.
That is true.
Yeah. Or,
I want to see the after.
What's that?
I want to see the after.
There is no after. I'm
just going to see the ass.
And the after looks like Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is she hot, Bree?
There was a gravy
Bree, what's your opinion on this chick right here?
You got it.
What's up? What do you think about her?
A little too made up for you?
Too made up.
Yeah, a little too much makeup. Too Barbie-esque. Well, this is a British tabloid.
I love Britain.
The Brits tend to go heavy on the eye makeup.
Do her roots because you can see her dark roots.
Well,
I find that kind of sexy.
I'm going to go ahead on a limb and say I think she's aware of her roots.
Yeah, I'm going to find that sexy.
That's why she's wearing a hat.
I'd let her look up at me while she's fuckable.
Roots are fuckable.
Does she have a penis there, please?
She does not have a penis. She is all woman.
Okay, all the time.
All the time, 24/7. But right now her face is pretty fucked up. She's a model who became... There's no picture of it.
There's no picture of the after?
No. She got hit in the face with a monkey wrench.
What?
Yeah, I want to see that.
See, now there's you could have just, there could have been a nice build, now, story being told, but Steve had to keep stepping on it and go...
Exactly.
And then he had to throw out the... Can we hear the story?
Thank you.
Let's hear the story.
It's nice to have somebody who understands fake radio in this fake radio show. A model who became a champion gravy wrestler suffered serious eye damage after being hit in the face with a monkey wrench.
Now, is it a monkey wrench, an actual monkey wrench, or is it a black guy's dick?
Oh, that's what I was going to go for.
See, we're on the same page. We have a chemical connection.
Yes. Eliza Sampson, 31. She's 31.
Ooh.
Wow.
She's older than me.
Was hit in the face by her best friend, Sabina English, after arriving back at home and finding the single mother having sex with another friend on her sofa. When kickboxer Eliza interrupted the two with a shout of, "What are you doing?" laundry worker English jumped up and hit her in the face with a garage tool, which was lying nearby. She received two fractures around her right eye and a gashed upper lid.
Hold on.
Needed surgery and 17 stitches to repair it.
I'm a little... She walked in on somebody having sex, and the guy hit her with... Ooh.
The gal? This is all very... All right. I guess
this is written in
ELISA. Is Eliza? Eliza? Or Eliza?
Elisa.
Is it Elisa or Eliza?
Elisa?
Eliza. All right.
You say Elisa, I say Eliza. Boo.
She's also a kickboxer. They just threw that in there.
There's nothing to do with the story.
Can't be that good if she can't dodge a monkey.
She's a gravy wrestling model, and then they just refer to her as kickboxer, Eliza. Interrupted the two with a shout of, "What are you doing?" And the laundry worker, which is the person who was having sex,
probably Mexican,
jumped up, grabbed a monkey wrench, and threw it at her face.
We got to back this up. I think as a gravy wrestling champion, she should have been disqualified to begin with if she has a kickboxing background, because that's fucked up. Because the other girls, gravy wrestling, this isn't right. And I'm glad her face got smashed in by a monkey wrench.
Because
she's a fucking liar.
That's right.
She's a fucking liar. I am passionate about my gravy wrestling.
He is. He is.
Well, she has a deformity on her eyelid and long-term vision problems thanks to this monkey wrench to the face.
Oh, perfect.
I think this is all work. I think she's coming back to her gravy wrestling with a mask on. And it's going to be a whole new gimmick. It's breathing new life into it. She's ready to go all over again. Win back that belt. You go. What was her name again?
Eliza.
Eliza. Okay.
You go, gravy whore.
All right, can you take gravy whore's face off my screen now?
Yeah, well, we at the Aristocrats wish her a speedy recovery.
Speedy recovery.
That's right.
Gravy whore.
Thoughts and prayers. I'm closing it. Gravy whore. Never going to talk about her again.
I'll miss her, though.
Mm-hmm.
I miss her already.
Yeah.
Screen comes up, and all I see is Sean.
Hey. This was interesting. Jennifer Love Hewitt, who I was surprised to
Speaking
even,
of tits.
I was surprised to even know that she's still acting. I don't care
if she's acting. I just want to look at her.
She has ample. Her ample curves were drastically dialed down in a new advertisement. Let me say it right, for an upcoming show, The Client List. Basically, this Lifetime show made a ad with her picture, and they digitally gave her a breast reduction for the picture.
Yeah, that's shit.
Without her consent.
Awesome.
She mad?
She was a little freaked out.
Oh.
She had no idea about the digital nip and tuck.
Until she saw
it. She says, somebody sent me a copy of the photograph, and I was like, what happened?
Where'd my tits go?
Where my boobies at?
And it's pretty, I'll put it up on the screen.
I got this
here,
in an email, and my tits was gone.
So this is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, wow.
You can see they kind of really cut her back a lot.
So the real picture's on the right, and then...
Yeah, she almost had a titty hanging out.
There's like 6 inches less of tit.
Yeah.
Is it me, or does she kind of... not look perky? Does she look kind of hangy?
Well, she's gained some weight in the last 5 years.
I'm okay with it.
Let's face it,
she's old.
And she looks
fine. I'm okay
with
it. General Hewitt
she's up there in
gorgeous.
Yeah. Well,
right?
I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
But the lighting is not very flattering.
No, it, yeah.
Well, I think it's more of the, like, you're looking at the unfinished picture on the right, and that doesn't look as good.
Could be.
The one on the left is all cleaned up.
Can you print this picture out for me?
Sure. Yeah.
So they perked her up a little bit?
Yeah.
The right one looks a mile longer than the left one.
Yeah,
right?
I think I prefer the one on the right.
See, the one on the right, the original was already released.
Oh, I meant the tits
to a couple
the
places, and the one on the left was put in Entertainment Weekly.
Well, why don't we get a specialist in on this and see, you know.
We have a specialist?
What do they think?
Well, we have a tit subject, so, Miss Bree.
What do you think, Bree?
Let us know what you think of these tits.
How would you feel if somebody took over your Twitter account and gave you a breast reduction?
All your pictures, breast reduced.
Oh, my God.
How would you feel? You would
lose
everything that people cared about.
Probably.
I'd lose all of my followers. They really would. They do look sad.
On Twitter and in real life?
Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Your breast insight is just marvelous. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's so hot.
Bud Light. Wow, you're actually switching from Miller Light to Bud Light.
This is the king of beers.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
You make me uncomfortable
Steve
sometimes.
Steve is
love it.
Fornicating with the Bud Light case.
You know what I think I'd like to see? I'd like to see Steve shotgun a beer.
I do all, man. Dude, I got kids.
You might as well say, I want to see Steve puke all over the place.
Yeah.
Because that's what would happen.
That would be just as entertaining for me.
So that's Jennifer Love Hewitt's
problem.
Brie,
you want a beer? Brie, you want a beer?
Well, hey.
I was going to give you one anyway.
Yeah. No, no underage drinking here. Matt?
Oh, no, I was going to say, I've always been a big fan of Jennifer Press. Love Hewitt.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, I thought you were going to say Jennifer Love
Hewitt.
Let's
go back. Party of
Jennifer
Five
Love
Girls.
Huge tits.
Party of Five Girls, right? Jennifer Love Hewitt, Nev Campbell, mm-hmm. and then the other one.
The other one.
Lacey, Stacey, something like that,
Lacey
right?
Shaver. All right, yeah,
all right. Yeah. Who? Who's your pick?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Didn't you say five?
No, no.
Well, no, Party
the,
Five.
The show
oh,
was Party
of
Five. There was two other douchebags on there. But
yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Lacey
there was chicks.
Shaver looks like she should be the porn equivalent of Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I'll take Jennifer Love Hewitt, but I'll take Neve Campbell in Wild Things.
Okay. But I was going to say that even Jennifer Love Hewitt admits that she has absolutely no acting ability whatsoever.
She just has those big, gorgeous eyes.
Yes.
Dude.
Oh, I don't know what
her
skills are.
She has a horse face.
I just mute and jack off.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
I hear you. I hear you.
I saw I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. She can act.
Dude, I saw Heartbreakers.
I like that movie. Yeah.
Lacey Sherbert is my pick.
Sherbert.
Nice.
That's the winner for me.
Derek, have you ever seen Party of Five?
No.
So you're going to take Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Really?
Regardless.
There was one movie she was in. I can't remember what it was, but that's the only thing I know.
Can't Hardly Wait.
What was it about?
Ooh, that's my fave. Yeah.
I think it was. Was that when they were in college or something?
Yeah. They were graduating high school.
Yes. That's the one I saw.
It's a big party.
Yeah.
Sex Machine.
Something about Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow.
She was there.
Guns N' Roses, Paradise City came on.
And then she was the Neutrogena girl for a while.
Seth Green had a backpack full of rubbers in that movie. And it was great.
I saw that movie once. That's the only thing I know her from.
Yes.
And
it's unfortunate.
That I Know What You Did Last Summer, whatever, which I never saw, but
I don't give a shit what you did last summer. Just take off your top.
Exactly.
I don't care. Just
I know what I'm doing in 5 minutes.
Moesha was in the second one. Just saying.
Moesha?
Yeah.
Random.
Yeah.
Very random. So, oh boy.
Your computer just like
it really
started dancing
kinda,
on
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
I love that sound. It makes me giggle every time.
So, Matt.
Oh,
future world champion.
Well, I'm
well,
gonna try.
I'm gonna try. It's gonna try.
It's gonna try. I don't think it's gonna be that hard to beat Ray, right? But yeah. No, he's tall.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have an important announcement.
But I've worked hyena. I've beaten hyena before, and he's like the tallest guy in the industry.
May 12th, St. Catherine's Gymnasium. Our own Matthew is wrestling for the NWS Heavyweight Title.
Why? I don't know.
Because you earned it, bro.
Aren't you defending?
I guess that my last...
Oh, go on.
The beating that I gave to Cannonball at the last match that the promoter didn't even watch must have been so impressive that I, you know, that it earned me this heavyweight championship match.
You made a fucking impact.
I did.
If I could say so.
On his skull with a steel chair.
Now how often do you work?
Once every 2.5-3 months.
And you got a title shot?
Like, Jesus.
Not just any title shot. The national pro wrestling superstars heavyweight
title. Which has been held by two other people in this room.
Two other people in this room. This.
Oh, so basically it's worthless.
You son of a bitch. Those people just happen to be the two rude dudes, Corey Havoc and Rampage Rogers.
No, Steve just sent me a picture of his piss hitting the toilet.
Why? Where's the wiener?
There's no wiener.
Oh.
Where's the wiener?
I tucked it.
Under the belly.
I want to make a meme out of that and just put piss applied directly to the toilet.
Don't all three of you guys have titles right now?
Yeah. Actually, aren't you defending your title coming up, Kev?
Why, yes, I am.
I guess.
Thanks for saying so, Sean.
Come on.
No, shut up. No, shut up.
I gotta hear it.
Derek, we got any more stories?
No, Derek.
We do, but I want
to
know
what's working? Going on over here. Who are you working at the next show?
BF Saluka?
Who?
Big Fred Saluka.
BF.
But fucking Saluka.
Big Fred and Steve and I go way
buttery fish stick Saluka.
Way back.
You guys might have even been at the show.
I have been Rocco Murder.
Rocco Murder. Yeah, and Ice Pick.
Steve, watch your eyes.
Versus the Mixed Nuts. Yeah.
I was looking to lose some. At my phone.
No, you might lose one.
Why do you think I'm sitting here?
But, yeah.
Yeah, I will be defending the NWS Hardcore title May 12th against Big Fred Saluka at St. Catharines in Middletown.
What are you going to do? How are you going to hold on to the belt?
Against I'm probably that kind just going to grab his dick really hard.
Really? Like, how are you going to do that?
I got a tip
with
for you.
With my teeth? Like, with my teeth.
That's rough.
Yeah. Whoop, cold. What? I got a tip for you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Just run laps around the ring. Okay.
Yeah, he's a large fella.
Yeah, he'll tire out eventually. He's like a rhino.
Yeah. Rocco
you don't have to run. Just jog. Brisk walk.
Brisk walk, yeah.
He's like the fat kid from Little Giants.
In the year 2000. Rocco Murder hit a top rope moonsault on me.
Get the fuck out of here.
Shut the fuck up. 2000. Yeah. And that was the last day that I competed under the name Anonymous. And the next day, Shock was born on another show.
Was that because the moonsault had killed?
The moonsault killed Anonymous.
Yeah.
It was the only time in wrestling where you were allowed to do a dead cell. Because this guy is like 3.5 bills, roughly.
You're big on the bills.
Yuhan Imos?
Unan Imos. Kind of looked like Unanimous, but two words, but yeah. It was Anonymous. Yeah, he's a big fellow.
Yeah. It should be anything but entertaining.
Wow.
But I'll do my best.
I'm actually defending my title, too, Kev.
Because I know that will sell tickets, right? It's not going to be a good
match. Come watch me do my best.
It's not going to be a good match by any means, but you can come and try to have a good time.
Come on out.
Is that a Saturday?
Yes. It's a Saturday. Saturday before Mother's Day.
So the next day, if we can do a show on Mother's Day, if that's possible, the whole room will be filled, very good possibility, with NWS champions. You'll be a monopoly of NWS championship.
Except for me.
I don't know. I think BF Saluka's got a shot.
Oh.
I'll still be tag champion.
Because you guys are tag champions. And you'll still have the Jersey Shore champion?
Junior heavyweight champion. I don't know who I'm working because I was looking at a flyer yesterday.
Oh, so you don't know if you're jobbing or not.
I don't know because somebody sent the poor guy's picture on fire.
Oh, you mean you. You mean you because you don't like the guy and he was on the flyer, so you set it on fire.
No, that's not true at all.
No, you were at Hiawatha and you put your lighter to the guy's picture.
No, I didn't.
No, you did.
No, I did.
You did in the lobby. There was a poster hanging up and you said
if it wasn't you, somebody burned him up like a Jew.
Wow.
Wow.
What? No, I'm definitely not taking credit.
It wasn't Brian Harley, Steve. Right?
Oh. Jamie, Queen's leaving. She wants a cleavage shot before she leaves.
How about a double?
Fucking Breeze. I think Breeze getting bookings off of the show, by the way.
I think she's doing.
The fuck is going on?
Breeze getting booked off our show because she doesn't have a mic in her hand.
She doesn't need it.
That's because we're talking about wrestling right now.
All
right.
Moving on. Done with wrestling.
Here we go.
What's next, Derek?
What is this?
I got to see.
Yeah, for those who don't have the visual element, Miss Bree Silva did, in fact, expose her cleavage, not the full breast, but the cleavage to the camera.
Partial.
There goes our PG rating.
Yeah, I think we lost that in the intro.
You guys, PG?
No. Do we want to hear about this guy who ate his wife?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Why did you wait so long?
Who the fuck is
going to
say, no, fuck that.
I'm pretty sure that's just foreplay, guys. I don't know what you're getting at. Ate his wife, right?
What are you doing?
Then what?
Oh.
Derek.
Yeah. So before everyone freaks out, this is not Shrewsbury, New Jersey.
Oh, damn it. I was so excited.
Oh, shit, I know that place.
That's actually what I said in my head.
Unlocal reference.
A brutal crime in Shrewsbury. An elderly woman found murdered in her home, and her husband is now facing charges. Our Ken McLeod is live in Shrewsbury tonight. And Ken, the details in this case
is that Shrewsbury, New Jersey?
Disturbing.
Yeah.
Oh, beyond disturbing, Lisa. So we might as well go ahead and warn everybody up front that the details of this case are downright sickening and may not be appropriate for youngsters. Murder and cannibalism at this Shrewsbury condo complex.
Get the kids out of the room.
Pee-wee Herman is the reporter.
At barely 5 feet and maybe 100 pounds, 79-year-old Jiming Liu is hardly a menacing figure.
Jiming Liu.
But what he's accused of doing to his 73-year-old wife at their Shrewsbury condo yesterday is beyond any Stephen King horror.
It was a very gruesome scene. It was a very tough scene. It's a very disturbing scene.
It was the was couple's it? Adult son who came for his mutant. Daily visit and found his mom, Yui Zhou, murdered in a bedroom.
Mom?
Her left arm had been severed at the elbow, and prosecutors awesome. Say her husband had gnawed the flesh from it and some severed fingers as well.
Mm. She didn't make dinner.
The defendant may have been due to the defendant eating her flesh.
As the disbelieving son summoned police, his father told him, "This is not your mother."
The husband of the victim was found in the living room of the apartment.
Oh, don't worry, that's not your mom.
Chair, covered with blood and what appeared to be pieces of flesh and body about the floor.
The couple came to this country
from China only 6 months
flesh
ago
and body about
amid growing
floor.
Concern about Jiming Liu's worsening dementia and maybe even Alzheimer's.
He's in pathetic shape, mentally and physically.
Yeah. Pathetic.
It's just a very tragic case.
The
hey,
tale
asshole.
Of murder and cannibalism rocked
he's
neighbors,
a fucking nutter.
There was phalanges.
I don't even know what to say.
What's up, baby?
I never saw something hey. Like this
oh my
before.
God.
You know, you never think it's going like to happen
crazy.
Right next to
you. You never think your neighbor's going to eat somebody, but then they do.
Oh my God, like, show your boobs.
That's the only thing I can say.
At his court arraignment this afternoon, Wu appeared
boobs.
Confused and disoriented beyond the obvious language barrier.
Looks like a
as prosecutors
monkey.
Detailed the hideous charges against him through a translator.
Mr. Liu doesn't seem to have any
I picture this,
recognition
this,
of what's going on here.
What this guy looks like now is it's being
the cause
that,
of death
that
here
guy
has
that got
not yet been determined. And tonight,
his ass
Liu is on his way to a court-ordered psychiatric
Beach.
Evaluation.
Yeah. I picture that being
judging
him
by what his attorney
another,
has
like,
heard and seen so far. He doubts that Liu will ever be found competent to stand trial. Live in Shrewsbury tonight, Ken.
So, basically, this guy killed his wife and started eating her.
There was a man that was eating his wife.
Mm-hmm. I think she's dead.
Now, where would you start eating?
Yep. Are you dead or alive?
Where would you start eating, by the way?
I don't think I would.
I would lob off a butt cheek.
Lob off a butt cheek.
Yeah. Probably meat.
Really?
Like, there's a good balance of muscle and fat. Just fucking
wow.
Whoosh,
I
cut
think
that
I would just
right
sever
off.
Her at the knee and just go on a calf.
Now, would you cook it or would you just, you know?
Well, they said there was blood on him, so obviously he ate it raw.
Did not.
I couldn't do that.
He ate it raw, yeah. No,
it'd, be it'd be too I feel like human is stringy.
Some fucking buffalo sauce, some fucking salt and pepper, ooh. Put it on a grill.
I put that shit on everything.
So you would just go right for the breasts.
No.
No, there's no, there's nothing to hold. I feel like I would just be holding like Jello.
You put that titty on a grill, that's gonna flame up.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah, you need to go with a calf or something.
You,
some muscle.
You gotta go butt. You gotta eat the butt.
But I there's would. No handle. At least
real men eat the butt.
With a calf, I do.
Sorry.
Like that movie
the,
Alive.
Get excited.
With the calf, you have an ankle to hang on to and like the caveman. It.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You do like Louis the Fourth, just
yeah,
big
just
leg.
Boom. Louis the Fourth, Henry the Eighth.
Henry the Eighth, whatever.
which is similar to actually Derek.
Name and a number, it's good.
Have you ever seen caricatures of Henry the Eighth?
He's
yeah. like an exaggerated form of Derek.
Oh.
He is.
Has he ever said this to you before?
No.
Because that means that at some point he was looking at pictures of the guy going,
that's
no,
Derek.
That
reminds me
of
like
Derek.
No, seriously, look up Henry the Eighth.
I know the picture.
Yeah. But it's like an exaggerated
he's been carrying
Derek.
In his life that you look like this. And waiting
well,
for
Henry
the
exact
come moment
up in conversation. So yeah, exactly. Wait,
see,
wait
I would
it.
If I had to eat a girl, it would be the vagina.
Oh, we're on Henry the Eighth.
Can we shut up? Because this guy told his kid who came home and saw his mom missing an arm that it wasn't his mom.
That's not your mom. Just some fucker.
That's me, by the way.
Don't your worry
mom,
about it.
You idiot! Your mom has two arms.
That is Derek.
Holy shit!
Looks more like Vaughn than me.
Okay, all right. If you made Vaughn and Derek into one person, you would get. Thank God you pulled
the
picture.
You get a lot more than that.
Because the whole time I'm just shaking my head like, oh yeah, Henry VIII, totally.
I'm
going to
go
like
ahead
him.
And say that is unadvisable.
Inadvisable. Oh
Derek, do you have any shirts with puffy shoulders?
Put a fucking baseball cap on that guy and you have Derek.
Not on me.
If you grew out the full beard, Derek, I think
glasses,
you could do that.
Baseball
that is
cap,
definitely a Halloween
beard.
Goal for
Derek,
you.
I
right
got
there.
The neck beard. Guy.
Yeah.
Listen, next week I want you to grow that out and come here like that.
You need a Lincoln neck beard with a really thin mustache.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
you got to wear that outfit, too.
Do you think he had shitting problems, too?
Tell you what.
Oh, you bet he did. He didn't stand up.
Henry VIII didn't go on many voyages because he was afraid he shit his fucking
there was, like, writings about him, like, having severe bed sores and
yes.
all kinds
well,
of
he
shit.
Well, he was shitting off the side of boats. Way up there. He was probably.
Tell you what, though. He got laid a lot.
He did. He got a lot of.
And he laid a lot.
Bed sores.
Pathetically mentally beaten
yes.
women were his servants. Yeah.
I'm okay with this.
I am too, actually.
And it looks like a very comfy Halloween costume.
It is.
It looks
I think
like a very comfy everything yeah. outfit.
Right?
Like, I would wear that.
Start around October 1st, growing the beard.
Yeah. I am Henry the Eighth. I am.
There you go.
You are?
Yeah.
Are you? What happened to Derek?
Looks like my dad. Looks nothing like my dad.
If your dad gained like 200 pounds.
Yeah. Can we talk about something else? Because I dropped out of college twice, and I have no idea who Henry VIII is.
Derek, go ahead. Talk like your dad.
I can't. Well, I can't do that.
You can talk like your father.
Absolutely, you can.
All right, so this fucking weirdo eats his wife.
Yeah, so this guy ate his wife.
Okay, he's straight up China 6 months ago. You think he used chopsticks? Yes or no?
You think it started off as something cute, like he's just giving her a little nibble, like fucking Gomez,
and
then she's like, oh, honey,
mi amor.
Honey, you're getting rough. Oh, could you?
Or Caramilla.
Could you stop it?
Oklahoma.
Was she awake? Did he drug her? What?
I don't know.
They didn't say.
See, they didn't really say how he killed her.
She's dead, right? Did very we at much least get so. That? Yeah. Okay.
No, this bitch is limping around one leg.
I like how
arm.
I like
arm.
How he leaves her in the bedroom.
I was more in the
and then like goes and sits in his chair and eats.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Puts on well, no. Somebody get her an adhesive bandage.
I don't think they said he ate in the chair, but I'd imagine it's more comfortable to have eaten the armchair.
Well, they said they found him in the chair.
Probably pulled up a tray table.
He ate it in the armchair.
The TV tray, yeah.
Tray table, natural ice,
good one,
reclined.
How much
know,
did
Wheel
he
of Fortune.
Her?
All I know is I would eat her pussy first.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. All right. No, I wouldn't. Do you know
I'm not
why?
Even trying to be gross. Listen, you can just shove an apple in there and throw it in the oven and cook it like a turkey for a couple hours.
There is no nutritional value in the pussy.
I would not have.
I'm telling you, eat the buttocks. Eat the fucking buttocks.
A, because she's Asian. I don't know if you've ever noticed. Most, like, straight-up China women, they start young, pretty attractive. As they get older,
pretty attractive.
Now, listen, a lot of...
By the time they get older, they're just, ugh.
Yeah. Straight-up Asians are kind of gross.
Oh.
Like, straight-up Asians, like,
it got
from
straight-up
Asian
weird for half a second. I thought there was more to that. All right, Derek, what do you got?
Americanized Asian women are usually
menopause.
Okay.
That's the Asian
that's
aging
there it is.
Process.
See? Yeah. That's what I just said. Oh, my God. Look at 120.
They look exactly the same from 18 to 30.
Okay, hold on.
To 50
hold on.
Even.
Hold on. I got this. All right? You have the front of the Chinese store. You have the massage parlor. Then you have the dry cleaner. And then you have...
I walk around the block.
I do want to specify that people realize that Asian to us is only Chinese and Japanese.
Yeah.
That's Asian to you.
No.
Yeah,
no, you uncultured fucking minded. Savage. Koreans.
How about you get yourself
Vietnamese.
Educated and get on the fucking path of life?
Halfway Filipino is Asian.
I'm actually pretty good at identifying like Japanese,
that's
Chinese.
That's a shitty skill to have.
Vietnamese.
Maybe.
Filipino. Like, I could like tell you like what they are. You were like, they're just Oriental.
Bro, you're Brazilian, right? Is that Asian?
Brazil.
No.
No.
Well, of course. The last name. Is she related to Giant Silva?
Are you
related to Giant Silva?
Are you related to any of the Silvas?
Matt, I'm going to say.
Is that your real name?
Vanderlei Silva?
Bree Silva?
Anderson Silva?
Briani Silva.
Oh, it's Briani? Fake Twitter name.
That's so much sexier.
My name is
Briani.
Your wife is in the same house.
Yeah, she don't care.
Oh. Can I watch?
She gave up on him years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, so Matt, you need to trade in your Asian telling skills.
This isn't Skyrim. You can't just like trade it in and get something else.
No, you need to.
Skyrim.
Maybe for something better, hey. Like, I don't know, I can tell whatever the check engine light says, or...
I can totally take this show into a different, complete here, direction.
I'm
right
going to be
Sean
here.
Whatever direction you're going into is going to be just uncomfortable, so I'm going to listen to Matt, whatever he has to say.
I want you to trade in your talking over people on the radio.
Oh, shit.
No, ready for this?
And he threw the microphone down.
Hang on, time out, Matt. Ready for this?
At least he did it on something soft.
Matt, guess where she works?
GameStop.
Yes. How awesome is that?
It is awesome.
Now talk about it.
In any event.
Oh, you work at GameStop? Do you get like molested on a daily basis?
Wow. There's got to be a lot of like acne-ridden weirdos that just stare you down.
Like, do you have Skyrim?
Neck beards. My God.
That's the only way I get my numbers in the store. Like reserve sales,
yeah.
Subscriptions, just wear a low-cut shirt.
Do you want
a
pre-order?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to buy this old Skate or Die Nintendo game?
Just talk all seductive on the phone.
Exactly.
Have them melt
or just let them know you're female and they'll come right in.
Oh, my God. Theodore.
Well, my store has the most females in the district. So.
Really?
Theodore, geez, she has boobs.
What? People don't even know what they're buying when they walk in there, do they?
No, they don't. They just whatever is on the counter.
I did notice from your tweets, that. Though, that you seem to work pretty hard and nobody else does.
The company sucks.
Yeah, way to make it unsexy.
Yeah,
it was going on an uphill level and you just shot it down.
Oh, yeah,
so,
wait a minute.
So you get paid in commission,
so
right?
So go back to low-cut shirts.
Actually, no.
Oh, well, your job sucks.
one's a mouth breather.
Yeah, wait, all right.
Steve, FYI.
So why don't you tell us more about GameStop?
Yeah.
No.
How big is the stock room?
Do you do cosplaying when you're...
How much can you fit in a stock room?
What are the usual hours? Do they still have game systems on display so you can test the game?
Do you get a 15-minute or half-hour break?
Do you have used systems or new systems?
Both.
Oh, shit! What kind of extra shit do you get for pre-ordering?
Clutch wants to take it back to her working hard.
So you work hard.
Ooh, oh, hard work.
How hard do you work?
Is she working hard or hardly working?
Oh, waka waka.
Oh,
well,
shit.
All I have to do is stand there and look pretty and just perk up my boots.
Perk
them. All I have to do.
You do realize you can work anywhere else too, right?
Like more Does it make you sad? Does it make you
they
sad?
They won't leave me. Won't let me go.
There's probably places where guys like maybe have their own houses, like not living with their parents kind of thing. Where you can
Does it make you sad when one of these troglodytes come in and they have bigger breasts than you?
Oh, I have not seen
No,
one
you
yet.
Haven't?
No, I actually
More chest hair than
you. You haven't been to a GameStop over by us.
Ooh. There was a girl who used to work with us. She looked hideous. She was like, oh my God, disgusting. And she would try to like out-boob me at work.
Out-boob
you?
Out-boob
you.
She would wear a shirt that was like the cleavage up to here. But her boob sag.
Does she still work there?
Good old
no,
Western
she's in Florida
boob
now.
Off.
Florida. Where in Florida?
It's a new A&E
no
shoe.
Idea.
Damn it.
Boob wars. I love boob wars.
Tumbleweeds outside.
A large pair of breasts did get me to start drinking alcohol on a more regular basis, though.
Oh my God, you fucking lush.
Large pair of breasts did make me prematurely ejaculate.
I'm prematurely ejaculating now.
I can see a stain in both your guys' pants.
No, I was just getting wetter.
Bullshit. I hate liars.
You looked.
Anyway, when Sean said before that I should trade in my Asian identification skills for something like knowing what a check engine light means, my check engine light came on last week, tightened the gas cap, went off in a day.
Wow, you are a smart
Asian.
So he
has both.
You are awesome.
Bam!
He doesn't need to trade it in. He just keeps compiling them.
It's true.
He's at max level.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and then some.
I'm at max level right now.
I've got nothing to come back with that. It's true. I'm not going to lie. Nothing.
You know, Matt Bree is a tournament organizer for the Mortal Kombat community.
All right, I'd rather
you guys are kind of in the same field.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the greatest UMK.
And you both have the same size breasts.
It's the alcohol, I think it is.
You're a dick, Derek.
No, I'm just
saying. You're a piece of shit.
As soon as someone starts drinking a beer in air, they just...
Yeah, I mean, it's never you, because you're going to shit yourself after 2 seconds.
Actually, the one difference, though, between him and, like, Steve number one is...
Well,
Steve
no. Don't you fucking point at me, because it wasn't me this time.
No, I'm just saying, because you're drinking, Steve number one would be passed out in the second half.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean can hold himself good.
We only had
and
to
then
put
all
up
of a sudden,
with Steve for a little bit.
Like,
oh, shit.
No, the funny thing is that you pointed
you fucking
at me.
Prick.
I was actually sticking up for you.
No, you pointed at me and singled me out about drinking while you're pointing at me. You're holding a beer.
This isn't a beer. This is a Pepsi.
It's clearly Bud Light.
He's straight edge.
But I was protecting you.
Oh, fuck off.
I was, though.
I'll be drowning your own puddle of spit.
Speaking of games, this is interesting.
Oh.
The
Thanks,
online
Eric.
Video gaming accounts of more than 3,500 convicted New York sex offenders have been abruptly yanked. Apparently, a couple of these online game companies, Apple, Blizzard, Disney, Electronic Arts, Microsoft, Sony, and Warner Brothers, are cross-referencing their accounts with convicted sex offenders.
Oh, really?
And yanking their accounts
so
that
they
can't
communicate?
Troll and, you know, look for young prey.
Can we get this off the screen?
As much as I'm not a fan of child rapists, I think dudes at least they can.
Their lives are bad enough. They got to do all that stupid shit and have their picture taken and go to their neighbor's house.
Yeah.
At least let them fucking
play
World of Warcraft.
I don't sympathize with them at all.
No,
I don't. But that's going too far.
No, there is something about this. There's like a fine line, so to speak. I don't know if they're technically allowed to do that when it's online, but I mean, they're obviously, if you talk to a minor online about anything remotely sexual, you're committing a crime
yeah.
in most states.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're allowed to do that.
Well, they're doing it, baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
But also, I mean, you can get on that sex offender site for buying alcohol for a kid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's...
Well, I don't know. Endangering the welfare of a minor.
Exactly.
That's not like pedophilia.
No, like we knew a guy. And he was on the sex offender site because he bought alcohol for underage people. Really? As it turned out, he also tried to molest them.
Well,
but
that,
he was not convicted
of
it.
Okay.
Oh. So, just a happenstance. So there's that. We're doing a little bit of a lightning round here because we're off in a couple minutes.
No, we're not. Just fucking keep going.
Oh, shit.
No, no. Unlike Sundays, where I think we stand alone, right? Isn't there another show coming up after us?
No, no. They started an hour ago.
Oh.
Fair enough.
Whoops-a-daisy. Is that why the chat emptied out?
Yeah. Yes, actually.
Yep.
I got to admit, though, after doing this Saturday show, I do prefer Sunday shows.
Sundays are better.
Bri, are you off on Sundays? Sometimes. All right.
I got to tell you, though, I did like starting earlier.
No. Earlier is harder for me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we're going to. I'm just saying.
Well, why don't we just change the venue?
Yeah. Oop, see
you. Ooh. Yeah. I'm not allowed to go out.
Oh, you're not.
Oh, ask mom. See what she says.
Hey, why don't you stay here with the kid?
Is Courtesy Flush making fun of the Mortal Kombat community?
Are they?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It's just going to get serious.
It put Mortal Kombat community. Oh, shit. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, shit. Listen, they're label mates, man.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
I'll be sure to give CD Jr. the bad news, and I'll take that $12,000 he won 2 weeks ago.
Oh, shit. It's not funny. It's just annoying. Fuck you, Derek.
I also signed out and signed back into the room.
Oh. This is what I think about you, Derek.
That was a perfect fucking sound. Oh my god, he's doing the Steve Durrell.
Go into the intro and just replace Sean with the sound of the can
and Sean.
The sound of a can cracking and a microphone being dropped.
The can opening reminded me of years ago, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, when Steve was eating a taco on the show. Yes.
Okay.
And Derek was talking about people like eating into the microphone, mm-hmm. and then Steve crunches the taco, and it makes the most perfect cartoonish crunching
sound.
Wait,
which episode is this?
It was probably like 06, 07. Like very, very. Actually, it had to be 06. And if I remember correctly, it was December 06 because I was coming back from a tournament.
I just graduated high school.
So I could probably get you the exact show, and it's when you guys come back from break because you mentioned me coming back with Taco Bell or something like that because they were saying
it
was like
eating E. coli.
Yes, and all of a sudden there's perfect crunch.
Yes, I rule.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Hey, Kev, how great is it that
I bet you we played
it
in the marathon.
Most likely.
I listened to the marathon. You know what I noticed about the marathon?
What?
Matt is always overmodulated. He's always talking like this.
Wow.
Adult like sound wave.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just want to point out, Derek, you just talked over me.
It's okay if I did. I will be the first to admit I do not practice what I preach.
He's got the big light-up screen in front of him, so...
Do as I say, not as I do.
I have to piss again, like, and Jesus. I have another erection.
I feel better now that you said that.
That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm a hypocrite. I'll be the first to admit it.
But you look great doing it.
Thank you. A massive two-tits town.
Ooh!
Massachusetts town has made it legal... for children as young as 14 to get
tattoos. Yes, I guessed one right.
I was hoping for herpes.
Yes.
The Webster Board of Health this week voted to allow children aged 14 to 17 to get tattoos pregnant. From licensed artists if they have written consent from a parent or guardian who also accompanies them to the tattoo parlor.
Now, previously, it was like 16 and 17. Now they've moved it down to 14?
Yes. So a 14-year-old, let me tell you what happens when a 14-year-old is allowed to get a tattoo.
She gets it on her vagina.
I knew a guy who had a tattoo on his leg of Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, boy.
Because he got it when he was 13. Because when you're 13, that's pretty cool.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah. But when you're 30, not so much.
What's wrong with Speedy Gonzalez, man?
If I could have gotten a tattoo at 13, I would have the Mick Foley have a nice day smiley face with the mask over.
Thank God you didn't do that.
If I would have gotten a tattoo at 13, I'd have Violent J on my fucking leg.
Oh. I can't do it. Can you do the cricket?
Thank you. other words, Steve, nobody fucking
I gotta
cares.
Say,
what is that? What is that behind the Bud Light box?
This is actually not Violent J, so you can eat shit.
You know what I would do?
Just a clown.
In order to get a tattoo, it should be a national law. You must graduate high school.
Oh, perfect.
Bottom line, if you're 17 or not, when you graduate high school, when you get your high school diploma, you can get a tattoo.
The tattoo business would be in the toilet.
Steve, how old were you when you got your first tattoo?
18.
Anybody? I was 17. My dad signed for me.
I was 20.
When the fuck do you have a tattoo?
The first one you got was the the grasshopper playing a banjo, right?
Yeah, the grasshopper.
What the fuck? You have a tattoo of a grasshopper playing a banjo?
Can we see this? It's a mosquito playing an upright bass.
Can we see this? Where is it?
Okay, no, wait, hang on. Just because you kind of sounded overmodulated, it was a mosquito playing an upright bass.
Oh, wait. Was it supposed to be a grasshopper with a banjo?
No. Now that you mention it, I might get another one.
And it turned out looking like a mosquito playing an upright bass?
I really want to see this.
No.
Where is it? On your dick?
No, it's right here.
Why can't we show see it?
And then I have my family crest, show and I have it. This.
All right.
Family
breasts.
I'm all tatted up.
What was that?
I'm all tatted up.
You're like badass. All you need is a motorcycle.
Does Jamie have any tats?
Yes, I have five.
Ooh. What about Bree? Bree, do you have any tats?
Where
is it? Tramp stamp? Tramp stamp?
Tramp stamp. Tramp stamp. Tramp stamp.
Where is it?
Hey, I have a tramp stamp.
I have a unicorn. We can't say it. 3 inches above my butt crack.
Wait, where
how old were you when you got the tramp stamp?
All right.
Brie, I wasn't asking 18. To see it, but where is it?
Oh, like
microphone.
By your what?
By my crotch.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Was that the 15?
All right, let's be serious. Honesty. Was the tattoo artist excited?
Way excited.
Did the tattoo
really?
Artist did the tattoo ooh. Artist see your penis? I mean your
my
vagina.
Penis.
I'm sorry.
She's an endowed female.
I love how he looks at a girl and instantly puts himself in her position to a point where he asks if the tattoo artist saw her penis.
That's exactly what I did. I'm picturing myself laying there.
Did you have to get fully nude?
Do you have
for
a hard
tattoo?
Tattoo by your crotch?
No, I just had to like lower my pants a little bit.
Okay. But was he excited?
Can you not hear me?
Was he excited?
Oh, yeah, he was.
Like, was he supporting wood?
I can't hear you.
I probably was because my half sisters all had like their crotches out too.
Oh wow!
Would you just walk in there with your crotches hanging out?
The fucking tattoo.
Put something on this.
Anyway.
So
you just walk into this tattoo shop and it smells like fish.
So yeah, 14-year-old.
Oh my god!
She also just has a tattoo of 3-dimensional breasts on her. She was really.
This is just really good artwork.
Really clever light and.
I'm going to go ahead and say
the shading is good.
Nothing looks worse than a tit tattoo.
No, I hate them.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The tit tattoo. Like, yeah, yeah. Right there. No.
Huh.
Don't care what they look like. Don't care what the girl look if I see that. Not that my opinion matters. But
it doesn't because Mama Oceans has a tit tattoo.
And Mama Oceans is fucking sexy.
You
I'll
fucking,
tell you what.
You better watch your next fucking sentence because Mama Oceans could whoop your ass.
Yeah.
Does Mama Oceans have a Harley?
I would be shoulder deep in Mama Oceans if I had a chance.
But I would like to see Mama Oceans riding a Harley because that'd be awesome.
Yeah, because that,
Mama
that's
Oceans
way
rules.
Get away with it.
All right, can we stop?
I would
with
like
the
to see Mama
fantasy.
Oceans riding Havoc.
Oh my god!
Havoc Davidson.
Sean, is Sean, Mama Oceans listening?
Sean, would it bother you if?
Yes, it would.
If I was your stepdad,
I'm not calling you dad.
Daddy,
come on, just I'll buy you presents on all the major holidays.
At least somebody will.
Havoc,
I'll take you to the park.
$5 in the birthday.
I'll teach you
card.
How to ride a bike.
Ooh,
Havoc Shadow.
You know? Do you know how I learned how to ride a bike? My my dad didn't put my training wheels on right,
and they broke off.
They just kept sliding backwards, and the more backwards they went, eventually it just went straight up. And said, "Oh, good luck, you're riding a bike."
Yeah.
Fuck you, Derek.
See that? You're doing it.
Don't fuck my mom, please.
Please.
I'll try not to, but I am a handsome guy.
You're like a foot taller than her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no! Shit!
Oh, more than that.
And then there's Steve. I don't have to fucking worry about you. You're fine.
Because I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Well, you know, you don't have to worry about me because I don't like the tit tattoos, so.
Yeah, it's a rose.
I'll go ahead and just let you know.
I'm glad I didn't say my next thing.
I wear rubber, Sean, so.
Oh,
it's
perfect.
All good.
I don't need another one of me.
No.
I'm the baby. That's all I need to be. Don't fuck with
me. I'm the baby. You gotta love me.
All I can be. just coming just home. You come home wearing a suit with a briefcase. Hi, son.
Oh, I thought you were picturing I'm you right walking back. In my hairy ass is just working away at your mom.
Oh, my God.
And he has a checkerboard pattern shaved into his ass.
Thanks, Jamie.
I am so uncomfortable.
Nightlife, Corey Havoc.
Ew. Okay, Derek,
so,
what's our next story?
Yeah,
please, something.
14-year-olds getting tattoos.
Anything.
Bad idea. There would probably be a lot of Pokemon tattoos if we were.
But there might be a lot of 14. Disney tattoos.
You'd probably get that anyway.
I did.
You leaving?
Bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
See you. We'll see you the next.
Thanks for the beer.
We'll see you the next cinnamon challenge.
Tom, thanks for the beer run, brother.
I did send you a story.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw it. I don't know if it's any good, though.
The pictures are good,
yeah.
But I don't know how well it'll work. basically, there's a vibrator museum.
Oh my God.
San Francisco's newest museum is sure to cause a buzz.
Did you get that, guys? That's funny, huh? That's funny. Buzz,
did you just
right?
do a face like everyone could see you, but nobody can, but except us?
Devoted to vibrators of the past. Now, I just want
oh, my God.
Yeah, these things look really...
What?
That almost looks like my dick.
It looks like a
it's
hand whisk.
It's got a crank.
It's got a crank. It looks like a hand whisk.
Are you just looking at this?
All right, hand Bri and Mike. Hand Bri and Mike.
There are ladies here.
Hand Bri and Mike.
So, Bri, if we said... Bri, here, would you go in the other room.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. There's no other...
It's like it'll burn my clit off.
But hold on. Your modern day vibrator dildo, whatever the fuck, doesn't exist. This is the tool. This is state of the fucking art.
I like how they make it look like a kitchen tool, so they know how to use it.
Does nobody think that
has blood circulator on it?
Does nobody think the front looks like a punching glove, and then you just turn it up, it just goes.
So, lady with the microphone, you have the hand bike, fucking she masturbator.
Hand bike.
Would you use this?
That looks like a lot of work.
It does.
I don't like to work when I do that.
In the turn of the 19th century.
Now, hang on. I think that you have been, Bri.
Oh, my God.
Bri,
what
you
the
have
fuck
been,
is
that's
that?
That's a Swiss Army knife.
I can't
knife.
Hear you when there's people talking.
Bri, you have been pretty open about
Steve's
the bunny,
talk
right?
Over everybody.
Yeah.
She has a bunny. Would you replace the bunny with that right there?
The fuck is a bunny?
No, you have
it's
to
like a rabbit.
That.
Let her talk.
I don't want anything that little rabbit vibrator. There and go like that.
Well, this one looks a little more hand. This one looks like the
wow.
thing that the doctor uses
yeah.
in your
yeah.
ear.
Yeah, looking a little waxy in that
no,
vagina.
It looks
yeah.
like one of those things that the miners use when they break rock apart.
Yeah, Sean, I'm with you on that. Thank as much as everybody else is about to make fun of you, I'm pretty sure
the electric guitar is what breaks rock apart.
First my mom, now this shit.
Guitar Hero.
Serious.
Let's play a little Zakk Wylde. And with guitars. That, I have to urinate.
I have to urinate too.
Good.
I don't want to
get
up.
The fuck out of this room.
Cross the streams.
Future fucking dead. You suck as a dad. Yep.
This one looks like.
That looks a blow dryer.
It looks like a blow dryer.
The Polar Club.
Would you use that?
The Polar Club.
Before we go any farther, I think that Bri could agree, and so could probably Jamie and any other female in the world. The Hitachi is probably the most famous and popular fucking vibrator of all time.
Hitachi?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
When I went to go buy the bunny. The lady was like, well, you should get this. And I'm like.
With the Hitachi?
No. Oh.
The Hitachi?
Yeah. She's like, you should get this one. This one's like the best. I'm like, no, not yet. I'm not ready yet.
You want to take it for a spin?
You know, in all honesty.
What's it going to take to get you into a Hitachi today?
In all honesty, that's probably the best thing you could have bought.
How do you know?
Because that's all people talk. That's all chicks talk about.
I'm pretty sure I never walked into a conversation and bitches are like, oh, my God. No, that's fine.
Now, this one looks like a sandblaster or something. Like a
little suction cup.
Yeah. These are really awful looking. This one looks like an iron.
This is what they used to use back in the day?
It's a floor buffer.
Well, to be fair, I believe some of these are personal massagers for use.
Well, that's what Hitachis are. They're actually massagers.
Well, that's what they call them.
No, it's actually a legit massager.
This one looks like it's really supposed to be used on your back.
Steve, can you... Hitachi.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
What am I saying?
Hitachi.
It is Hitachi.
That was like
Hitachi.
You sound
like
the guy that ate his fucking
look
wife.
Like kitchen tools.
This looks like a bottle opener, like a corkscrew.
The rolling pin heat massager.
The wand.
Do you think you grab it by
JD
both hands?
JD said the wand.
Who?
The wand. Is that also? I think that's a nickname for the Hitachi. No, please correct me.
Do you mean a Hitachi?
This thing looks like a gun or a laser of some sort.
That's a
that's
you.
A flux
that's
capacitor.
A defibrillator.
Stimulax.
That looks like the thing from.
That's an automated defibrillator.
Thank God this bitch has huge tits because she keeps fucking interrupting me.
Like knuckle or something?
It like hooks to your hand like some kind of weird Iron Man.
It looks like that the word vibrator is kind of a generic term here.
No, I think that monster turns on and chicks are just supposed to push themselves against it.
That's what you're talking about.
Oh, there's the
Hitachi. Oh, yeah. See, I like that just looking at it.
Where do you hide that?
Modern
design.
That thing is enormous.
Dude, that can go in any nightstand drawer.
I think I would put that on my butthole while I'm cranking it. I'm
You're
not gonna
fucking
lie.
Gay. You're half gay. I swear to God.
That has nothing to do with being gay. Dude, if you put that on your asshole while you jerked off, you'd love it.
You know what would be great on my asshole?
A dildo.
My fiance's tongue.
Oh!
Bazinga.
And that's just as likely as you banging one of those old school dildos.
I'm not talking to you right now because you're going to fuck my mom someday and I don't like it.
I will not.
Thank you.
Because.
Oh my God.
I love dildos.
Man, that was deep right there.
That was an intestinal
burp.
She's
out of your league.
Getting back to the fast food, children in California will still be able to get toys with their Happy Meals. There was a class action lawsuit against McDonald's to stop them from using toys to market its meals. It has been thrown out.
Thank God.
Well, are they using the toys to get kids to buy the McDonald's, or are they using the toys to get the parents to buy the McDonald's for the kids?
Either way, California doesn't care, well, apparently.
Well, I know that most kids, after a long day at the office, just go to McDonald's and get a Happy Meal.
Because, you know, a number of years ago, they did try to get Oreos banned in California. Do you remember that, Derek?
No.
Yeah, they tried to get... Oop, chair's breaking. Speaking of Oreos.
100 years, baby.
Chair's just screaming. They tried to get Oreos banned because of the saturated fat.
Yeah.
And the judge that was responsible for the case
was,
said, I like
was
Oreos.
A mixed race.
Judge Oreo.
He what? Oh.
Judge Oreo.
Double stuffed.
He said he likes Oreos and he's not going to do
it. Yeah, can you blame him?
Fuck
you.
I love him.
Who doesn't like Oreos?
I think any honest, reputable judge would have recused himself from the case because he had a vested interest in it.
It's true.
I mean, unless the next judge loved Oreos.
He liked them so much.
Son of a bitch. You're physically looking
annoying,
at me.
It's annoying, isn't it?
You're physically looking at me.
Well, he saw it as his duty as to his shut that case down.
No, because if he personally liked Oreos, then he shouldn't have been on the case. Somebody with an indifference to Oreos should have been the judge, the one determining.
I dare you to find one.
Yeah, exactly. Either you love him or you hate him. Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to.
I'm on the fence with Oreos.
What?
I'll take the case.
Are you
I'll
serious?
Take the case right now.
Double
I'll try
stuffed
it.
Oreo cookies.
What about Hydrox?
Oh, God.
Nice. That's what I ate as a kid.
Por qué? Is that like generic Oreo?
Yeah, it was.
Ah, poor people. Oreos.
And they came in
Oreos.
Vanilla.
Oreo.
Example.
I said that. Go back and look it up. I said Oreo while we were doing the words that people.
Oh, really?
Every cream-filled cookie is called an Oreo.
Pretty much. Except for.
You shut up, and it's trademark.
Except for those oatmeal.
But
the
anyway.
Oatmeal cookies with the.
What are they? Well, that's different.
Little Debbie's?
That's not even a cookie.
Those things are
or moon pies.
Ooh.
My favorite when I was a fat kid was to take Oreos, dip them in peanut butter.
Yeah.
What?
Eat that, and then take some milk.
You fucking pig.
I used to be so fat. And yeah. I'm moving, so I found an old fat picture of me.
Nice.
I know Kev's seen it, so I'm going to show Derek. See what he,
is it you in the mirror?
Picture me at 275.
Look at how depressed he looks. He just looks miserable.
Mickey Ocean.
You look like somebody.
A fat me?
Well, yeah, but like you look like, first of all, you look much older.
He looks like Eddie Munster.
I was 19 years old there.
Isn't that how old?
But you look like somebody miserable. Famous. I just can't
you
put my
are,
finger
you're
on
19.
Okay, I can give you a bunch
who's
of options.
19?
A, Jason Biggs from American Pie.
No.
B, a gay Nick Swardson.
B, Ross from Friends.
Yes, thank you. David Schwimmer.
You look like David Schwimmer and George Clooney.
You look like a cancer.
You
patient.
Look like David
you
Schwimmer.
You are such
just
a douchebag.
Less
I
confused.
Always compliment you by saying you look like a young George Clooney. And then
no,
you
just call me David Schwimmer, who A is a Jew.
Whoa.
B is on a canceled show. And C has no future in acting.
Still has a shitload more money than you.
Fuck.
Yes. Green.
Damn it.
It's got way more puss than you.
Hey, Derek, me and Sean have this new gimmick going on. Since
Sean
like,
and I.
That time it was
grammar reference.
Because I, because I'm older and I can't handle marijuana no more.
Uh huh.
Whenever you refer to things like green or high, like high in the sky,
herb.
I just
I pass out.
That's my gimmick.
I passes out.
So, like Derek, what color are the stripes on your jacket?
Oh, they're green.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that's all I do.
Just to appease him. Just to appease.
Teetering mic stand.
Yeah.
Why are you the only... I mean, Derek, I can understand, has a mic thing because he has a computer and a whole bunch
of
knobs.
So why? What the fuck do you think this thing is in front of me?
What?
I like how Steve, the more he's drinking, he's just getting cozy.
He just slouches more and
lower and lower.
He started off straight up... And then he's...
And rather than adjust the mic stand to accommodate himself, he's just pulling... He's tilting the mic stand.
Pulls it towards him.
Well, I think it's sexy.
Before you guys started doing the show with us, it was just me, Steve, and Derek.
Yeah, how was that?
Steve would just lay on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hanging off the edge, like, where you were sitting, Sean.
Not me.
Do you know
he
why?
He would just lay there. We have pictures
that
of it.
That was one... No, you don't.
Do you
don't.
Know why? Because Steve is a lazy shit.
It's true.
I'm not.
I happen to think Steve is...
Don't you fucking dare
a hard-working
contradict
man.
Me.
Thank you, Derek.
Because
you're just sucking his dick.
I think Steve's a great father.
Thank you, Kevin.
I think Steve's a great husband.
I love you, Kevin.
I think Steve, overall...
You are my new best friend.
Greatest man ever lived.
Well, they do train you to put other people over in wrestling, even if you know.
Yeah, you must. You're a hell of a worker.
Thank you.
Matt's face when he said a good husband.
Oh. What's up, shitty husband? I don't think Steve's a great husband, but Rob Dyrdek, too, is a great husband.
And Big Black over here is my best friend.
Is that me? Am I Big Black?
Mm. You must be Big Black.
Oh. Oh, you're Big Black.
I'm Big Black.
You are a shade of brown.
That's a little early.
Ooh,
that
music.
8 o'clock, baby.
Yeah, but no, it's... Derek, I was actually in the bathroom pissing before, and yeah. I was impressed that you haven't gotten up to shit once.
You haven't.
I've been better.
Well,
great
over 2 hours.
Job.
So I expect
now that you said
out.
That, I'm going to shit my pants right
now. Now all of a sudden he's getting the gurgles.
Yeah.
Give Bree the mic.
But if you were in there and someone was behind you waiting, I would probably freak out. Like at your old house. Remember when Matt used the bathroom? I started freaking out and I was going to bust into your mother-in-law's room.
After the show is done, me and Jamie go into the bathroom to clean it and it's fucking destroyed.
I'm not going
to
lie. In the old house, I would, if there was somebody in the bathroom, I just went up front and peed behind the tree.
See, I can't do that.
Well, I want to let you guys know something.
Go ahead.
I cleaned the bathroom today because we didn't have a show
Jamie.
Last week. The toilet was extremely clean.
Jamie, I want to let you know something. Nobody fucking cares.
Derek, also.
Fuck you, Sean.
If Sean ever comes over to your house, don't let him use your bathroom. Because me and him shared a toilet yesterday at the bar.
What? Shared a toilet?
No, it's a long story. But he pissed all over the fucking toilet, all over the toilet paper dispenser, the sink, the walls, the floor.
That's untrue. Two ladies were behind us like, oh, we got to use the men's room. There's no room in the women's room. It's like, fuck these ladies. I pissed all over the seat. I pissed on the handle. And I pissed on the toilet paper.
And these ladies happen to be his fiance and his fiance's best
she
friend.
She comes out
waka,
goes,
waka.
I sat and pissed.
Well, at least it was my piss.
I have AIDS.
Cool. And that's the end of our show.
Let Bree say goodbye.
Oh, bye. Say goodbye, Bree.
You can plug your Twitter.
Oh, well, I'm Bree. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys. It's such a great time. Just really my Twitter is at Brie, not like the cheese. It's totally different.
Keep going.
I don't know what your Twitter is.
Brie L. Silva.
Okay. Now, Brie, when you bring yourself out, you'd say it less seductively than he did.
Wow, that was low.
I said less.
He said less seductive and not... never mind. I love you guys.
We will see you next week back at our regular time Sunday.
I want to thank JD from Courtesy Flush for hanging with us.
Yeah, he was there the whole time.
I want to thank Paulo Silva for being related to Bree Silva.
I
want to
thank Clutch for letting us use CWE Radio.
I just saw this. It says, did Mama Oceans get an MK community tattoo?
Oh, what the fuck?
She did right on her pussy.
He made fun of you. He made fun of your
what
mom.
The fuck? No. Said,
her breast tattoo says, finish him.
It says, toasty.
Damn it.
It says what?
Toasty. Toasty.
Sorry. Friendship.
Okay, guys.
At Corey Havoc on Twitter.
So probably says Babe Allen.
So please, check out Courtesy Flush, preferably when it runs through CWERadio.com.
Crispy. At Nikki Oceans on Twitter.
I got him.
Cuber Dudes on Facebook.
One more thing, and I'm not doing this just to be a douchebag. I listen to Courtesy Flush. They are probably one of my favorite fucking podcasts going.
Fucking podcasts.
Better than this one.
Well,
I'm being serious.
This one.
I actually tried getting them. They had a contest going with which words, like racial words, were worse. I fucking was dying the whole time.
I think we're like the dregs of this podcast community. I think we're just bringing everyone down.
But we are handsome.
No, we make everyone else look better.
That's true.
We put them over.
You got to have the shitty show.
Exactly. No, we suck so much ass that like we get everybody else viewership.
The undercard has to make the main event look good.
Exactly.
That's
right.
That's why we talk about shit so much.
Yes. Because we're the Arista shits.
We use the cheap heat with the shit and the tea.
Exactly.
How long is this fucking outro music going to play? See ya.
It just goes forever.
That's good, because we can keep on going.
Thanks for having me, Derek.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, everyone, for coming.
I
want to
thank Bree for driving all the way down here, like, three hours
serious.
Just to all listen
right.
to us.
We get it. She came here. She's Ramble. Got boobs.
No one noticed that Jamie is, like, laying on my tits.
There are giant
pillows.
We're
just not
care?
Giving you the
no.
attention that you're craving.
Yes.
I need everybody to look at me in my tits.
Hey, look at me, everybody.
No.
Hey, guys, it's been a pleasure. My name is Bree.
Ray Romano?
Oh, my God.
No. No, I don't want to.
Don't worry. The tattoo artist wasn't scared by my penis. I'm Bree. It's been a true pleasure. Thanks for having me.
By the way, I love Bree cheese. I really do.
Brie cheese was funny.
You put some brie cheese and some mayo and some fried fried grilled chicken on a sandwich. Toast it. Mm.
Say grilled chicken like you eat healthy.
I eat grilled chicken.
No, you don't, you fag.
You fucking... I don't, KFC grilled chicken does not count.
Yes, it does. We'll be back here next week.
On a Sunday. No, Sunday. It's a week and a day from now.
What do we do? 7 to 9?
At Corey.
7 to 9 on Sundays.
Yeah, all right,
at
we'll
Two Rude right. Rogers. At Cool Hand Dude. Got UMK Shock. Jamie, excellent.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Hello.